The Gemara comments on the Mishnah with the line that you after it says the Rashis, Terek Chav Gimel, so two lines later the line begins with the word Domi. Mutal upon the Domi. So now the Gemara asks Akash. Later and Abu Mishamra Lo, the only time you have a din in the Mishnah that you're not obligated, let's say the way Rashi, that you're not obligated to keep the din out there if he's an Eidus. Mishnah Neitha Mutal upon the Neitha and one of his relatives died. Abo Mishamro, but if I'm a shemer for a mate, but it's not a relative of mine, lo, then I don't have a din that I'm potter from doing mitzvahs, but I'm forbidden to do mitzvahs. Late as I'm not forbidden. Then the Gemara of Hatan, when you have a bracelet that says, like here, if I'm a shemer, it's a mate. If someone is watching a mate, Abo Pisha, ain't no mate, so even if it's not one of his relatives, still a din is potter, if you have a shemer, then I'm still a mate, you're going to have later that he's prohibited. Not just that he's forbidden to keep the mitzvahs up there. So how can the Mishnah only write Mishnah to Mutal upon him only if he's an Einan, if one of his seven relatives died? So then if he's a Mishamer anyway, so then it's the same. And for the Mishnah, there's no contradiction, there's no caution. The Mishnah tells me one din, the Bible tells me another. The Mishnah means Mishnah Mutal upon him is not to be taken literally. We just said before, doesn't literally mean the mace is in front of him. It means Mutal upon him. So if the mace is lefonov and he's mamish misham in the mace, then it does make a difference whether it's one of the relatives or not. But if it's not muta lefonov lishamro, the mace is in a different place, and then the Mishnah distinguishes that it's not a misha mace or muta lefonov. That's what the Gemara answers first. And the Gemara, mishamro apal pishen a mace apal pishen a mishamro. So let's make it. There's one din Einan, one of the seven relatives died, and there's another din, Hashamra Tamer. Fine. Greg the Gemara, and that's all. There are only two din. There's a din of the Mishnah and a din of the Bryce. The din of the Mishnah is Mesa, the din of the Bryce and the Shamra. Take them up. Mesa and the Shamra, and you only have two din. Abba Mahalak with Esau Kvar as well. Someone is walking through the cemetery. Stop. He's going to visit Kodesh Allah, Kodesh Tisha, but he's going to visit the Esau Kvar. He's not an Anina, the person who's visiting the cemetery is not in the state of Anina. And he's not Meshamer as a mace. All the maces are buried there. There's no dead bodies on top of the ground. He's not Meshamer anything. There's no shame. So he means then he's obligated to keep all the mitzvahs and he's permitted to keep the mitzvahs even while he's walking on the cemetery. Take him up. But there's a bright that seems to say not so. Mace on Meshamer and that's the only time he's forbidden to do mitzvahs. Abba Mahalo for Vesak Kvaro Kloi. By the time he's taking a stroll, he's walking through the cemetery. Then there's no prohibition from keeping mitzvahs. I go out and you have a bright. Like halachot and beis akvoros, you're not permitted to walk in the cemetery. Tefillin berosho, and you wear the tefillin berosho, or the sefer Torah be dropped, carrying a sefer Torah. The kori and reciting sukkim, or let's say he's reciting talking and learning. Got that? Sefer says the same thing. Talking and learning without a sefer Torah is also forbidden. Thing. We read in the sefer to do any mitzvah, to do any to think and learning is mutter. Because no one thinks that you're high learning here. To carry a sefer Torah is already forbidden. Also on mitzvah. To carry a sefer Torah is forbidden. That itself is a mitzvah.
What's a mitzvah?
I don't know. The Gemara has a sukkah also like that. It's a mitzvah. Great sefer Torah. To hold on to a sefer Torah is a mitzvah of being mechaber the sefer Torah. Rather than just leave the sefer Torah there to walk with the sefer Torah to hold on to it. A melech has a special din harsim or karba koi necha. A melech has a din, he has to carry the sefer with him all the time. But one who is not a melech doesn't have such an obligation, but if one carries the sefer Torah with him all the time, then there is a kiyum mitzvah that's covered for a sefer Torah. It's being a chavit of sefer Torah. So you're not permitted to do any mitzvahs in a public fashion. If a person has arba kantis on, under his shirt, so that's permissible. If he has a facial yad on, and it's under his shirt, and he has a sleeve on, so it's covered over, so no one sees. But if you see, he has a shal rosh, and he doesn't cover it over, then it is, but the Holy Ghost, we don't have any of those, that only applies to Shoyad. Shoyad is covered up, but Shorosh is not covered up. He's not permitted to walk in the Beis HaKvaros with the Shorosh, Tefillin Barosh, because it's Megula. But if the Torah is carrying the Sefer Torah, or Kore, or he recites Sukkim, or he talks in the morning, or he does any mitzvah in a public fashion. Let's say he wears a talis on top of his begrovis. That's also also to do any kima mitzvah in a public, in a fashion that it should be nikkur. He must again, if he does that, what other has he violated? Oyvim Hashem, loy larash, cherif I said. Plus it says initially that one who laughs at the poor man is considered as if he's mevazeh the Rabbanu Shalom who made him poor. Loyik larosh, cherif I said. So the simple shot in the pasuk is that he's referring to poor people. One is mevazeh the ani, instead of treating the knight, he's mevazeh the ani. The Gemara understands an additional level of interpretation that is referring to a mate. That a person is dead, can't do any mitzvahs. So if I'm alive, and I'm walking on top of the cemetery where all these people are buried, and I'm performing mitzvah, I'm talking and learning, so it's to be going to the mason that they are in a position where they're unable to do any mitzvahs. So the Gemara has the kasha, you tell me the Mishnah, there's one din in the Brisa, there's one din. The Mishnah tells me that you should make mutal upon him a din of bainus. A din is forbidden to do mitzvahs. Tell me a Brisa, one is Meshamar as Ameis. It's forbidden to do this, and we thought that that's the whole story, no more. Hey, you have a price, there's a third din. I'm one time, I'm so there's a third din. There's a third din. I said, what do you need a third din for? What do you need a third? Shouldn't everything be covered to the north? I said, no. Each one is a different din. And for the Gemara, awesome, that aloha, that you're not permitted to keep any mitzvahs when you go on the cemetery. That's only test al aramis, who the awesome? It's only if it's test al aramis to the men. Abuchot, the al aramis is kai in mitzvahs. But if it's mutal all of the kavra, if one of the relatives design is mutal all of the kavra, then he's mutal. Whatever the mace is, or if he's a shamer of the mace, even if the mace is more than dalar amas away, but he's a shamer. He's watching that the animal shouldn't eat up. The wild animal shouldn't eat up the mace. So whenever he's mishamer the mace, he's mutal because he's going to the mitzvah of shmir the mace. Well, whenever he's a noyner, he's forbidden to do mitzvahs in chutz la'olam. But if he stops walking on the cemetery, so it's only a bizayin ames if he does it in close proximity. He only tells all around. Ram Amar. He's forbidden to do mitzvahs. Right? He's forbidden to learn. The only thing is, the many things that he says to him, the sit and learn Gemara, that he's not allowed to. Sit and recite to him, that's considered a covered ames.
In the morning?
What do you mean in the morning? We're going to discuss it in a minute when we go to this Gemara. So you really need a shame for our next Gemara there, that's the shame. Maybe not considered a shame for this one. We'll have to see the Gemara in a minute. The Gemara says, we have this been only Dalai Lama. The Kaira, yeah. The Taisa says that to say, to talk and learning is a feel about Teres also. I think that din of Oichi Tevetere is even if you're not Kairi. I think you have to put a semicolon. I think it means Namalag Rabbeis Akvaris, Tzilu Birosh is semicolon, or Tevetere Bizarre semicolon, or the courage. I think any one of these three is forbidden. I think it's a Gemara. Abahaka and our Mishnah, and our Bright, the Chutz of the Dalam, it's not his fault if he's a Nathan Mutal upon us, if he's an Einish, or if he's a Mishamar Samek, then the Chutz of the Dalam is also one. Yeah, this din we mentioned on more than one occasion, this din of Teh Dalam is also Chutz of the Dalam is Mutter, what kind of Allah is that? Where is the Shia Dalam is? First, what is that din there, right there? The Kovat Amet is a din there, right there. It's one of the Tariq mitzvahs in the Torah. We learn that from the Pasuk Lo Yitamo in Parshas Emor. It says that the Kohen is not permitted to be Mitami to any Mason, except to the Zion. A Kohen Hevi is permitted and obligated to be Mitami to the Zion Mason. And the Pasuk says Lo Yitamo. So the Gemara has been cited that Gimel Machlokes of Rishiv Rabbi Shmuel. How do you translate Lo Yitamo? So Rabbi Shmuel says he's permitted. The Kohen is permitted to be Mitami to the Zion Mason. And the Gemara says we pass in Allah to Rabbi Akiva that Lo Yitamo is a Chayvo. Even if he doesn't want to, even if he chooses not to, he's obligated to be Mitami to the Zion Kovet. So what does he say about the din of Lo Yitamo? The Gemara has later in Drakha said that's the marker for the din of Kovet Abir. That one is obligated, that's the whole sugya over here. And you said some of the days, and the Chof HaMinalos, that's the whole marker of the din of Kovet Abir. The Kavod Abed is like many dinim derayta, many dinim derabban. It's a chiyuv of Kavod Abed. The Pasuk tells us, Loitam even Kavod Amez, Afilu Kavod Amez, Mekosh Ken Kavod Achai, Kavod Achai is no common than Kavod Amez. So the principle of Kavod Amez is a dinim derayta, but that this should constitute a bizoyan amez. So Kavod Amez requires that we should have a shayma for the mess, to make sure that the wild animals don't eat up the mess. Kavod Amez requires that you should bury them in Taklis, and that's done, take a naked body and bury him like this. What exactly does Kavod HaMeitzin require? What are you looking to do? So the Achrayim say, based on Igmar Sanhedrin, that whatever the Minig HaMdina is that they do for the Meitzin, then Kavod HaMeitzin requires that you should do Kefi Minig HaMdina. Say Kavod HaKayim. What's included in Kavod HaKayim? Whatever is assumed to be Minanim, so you take it morning, good afternoon, whatever. You hold the door for a woman, whatever the minigam din is that you do, so that's Kavod HaKayim. So Kavod HaMeitzin requires whatever the minigam din is. If they bury in this kind of an order, in this kind of a kever, this kind of tachlisim, so whatever the minig is, that's mechuyav. So there's different minhagim that developed over the centuries, mostly from Rabbi Yudah HaChosid, the Chacham HaSod writes in Hiluchos HaZeilus, and most of the all the animals of Tahara come from Rabbi Yudah HaChosid. That doesn't come from the Gemara. The Nikra Din, he can't say that it's a real Din Beraisa, Din Derabbana from Rabbi Yudah HaChosid, Din Hagim. But the Achrayim say, no, whatever is a minig, whatever has become a minig, the Mele reverts to become a real Din Beraisa. It's included in Lo Yitam Amin, and Mukhish to give up Kavod to the Mele. Here the Gemara talks about a Kavod HaMeitzin, being the Shama the Mele, to watch that the animals don't eat the Mele up, they don't eat up the body, that you'll have a whole body to bury. And Kavod HaMeitzin, not to do mitzvahs in the presence of the Mele. But this is a Din Beraisa, not to do mitzvahs, Tertalam, Chuzitalam, I don't know. The Pashto says that it's only the Rabbana. But the Shia Dalaram is better Shia Deraisa. That's what we pointed out. The Shia Dalaram is defined in Imar Sanhedrin with respect to a Din Deraisa. That when a person was, yeah, going to get the Shabbos Avada, Mavad Dalaram is Mishu Sarab, that's for sure. But defined going to get to a Meish. That a Tzitzis Ameish, the Dalaram is like Imar Sanhedrin, going to get to a Din Deraisa. And the problem was in the Hargul Gate Ezin, so not only is there a mitzvah, covered to Gran and Bayamahu, you have to bury the Haru, the one who was killed by the Bezdin, but you have to bury also the Suda Shanefas boy, if they gave him Chenek, you have to bury the Suda and the Sayas, the sword that they killed him with, or if a person had Tliya. It says in the Chumash that some people, Ibrahim Izara and the Gade, they have to give the Stila, so you have to hang them up on a pole. So the thing is that you have to bury that pole also. You have to bury that pole also. So the Gemara says you have to bury that first Dalaram is to the name. Because the Gemara learns out from a Pasuk, Imab is to Sosa. The Gemara says you have to bury the Suda Shanefes and so on, the instrument that the Bezdin used to give him, the Nisus Bezdin, has to be buried, Imab is to Sosa. There is a count of the right of Tfisus Hameis. Tfisus Hameis. Tfisus Hameis. The Gemara sometimes calls it with a Vav and sometimes with a Yud. The Tfisus Hameis is Dalaram. So that's it in the right. And the Melo, that's why this is Din. You're not permitted to bury a goy next to yeet. So the Din is, the Achanim say, means chesamis from each other. Because each mate has a tzusus hameis of the Aram, you're not permitted to have interlocking tzusus hameis. You have to, if you have, let's say, goy on one side of the road, yeet on the other side, you have to have a minimum hachok of eight amis in between. Then the Achanim add on, Rav Shlomo Klug Azan, that the proper thing is that in addition to the hachok of eight amis, you should have a fence also. But it's not proper to have without a fence. So the later Achanim hold that that's a chumr. Ikra didn't do without the sense. But the Ikra din is that you have to have a harchot of Eilam. That could be that's a real din derayta, because every mace has a piece of samez of Shmoinam. These dinas perhaps are only the Rabbanim. This application of Dalaram could be that there's only the Rabbanim, but the principle that a mace has a tzus hameis of Dalaram is, that's a din derayta. Well, the Gemara has another din. The Gemara has in talk in the end of Saita, the Gemara has a din that we're afraid it will allow Kohanim to go, kind of not permitted to be the Tamas HaMeis, unless it's one of the Zion currently talks for it. But then it's buried already, then there's no Hefer. The Kohen can go, the Kohen has the answer, they want to go on his father's Kever. She's not permitted to go. The Allah has said the Kohen is permitted and obligated to be the Tamas HaMeis, but it's only up until the Shas Kuhri. If he's buried already, he has no Hefer. He has to leave quickly. So let's say we're afraid it will allow a Kohen to come up Mamish up until the Kever, he may by mistake just put his hands on top and he'll be in violation of the Din of Tumas Oil, or be in contact with the Mace by Tumas Oil. So we won't, so Minatari is permitted to walk Mamish up until the Kever. Let's say the Kever is allowed to go up until here. So the Rabbah, we're afraid that he may stick his hands on top of the Kever and he'll be over the issue of being a Tami Boil. So we won't allow the Kohen to go even within the Dalaramis of the Kever. So the Rabbah, the Mace of Din, It's Mishnayos and Aleph like that in the Gemara. The Amistika has it. That the reason for the Xerah that Rabbanu was that he made Yimayah while Gabi Ames. So they said that first Al-Rabbis of the May is already Mitame with the Rabbanu. Again, even though this din that Dalai Lama called the Talmud of the Rabbanim, but the principle behind it is a din deraita. There is a din deraita that Tzusus Ameis, Ameis is paid to the Dalai Lama. The Dalai Lama said that, at least with respect to the din deraita of burying the Tzusus and Echmet by Messiah Nerek by Tech Dalai Lama to the Tere Kevet. That's for sure a din deraita. The one on the Dakam Atasim. And maybe even a din deraita that he gets to the din of Harchoke. But you're not permitted to have the Eden and the Goyim buried in the same cemetery that you have to have Harchoke of Chesam. So one of the Rabbanim wrote, I think so. But there is a Machlekes HaTanayim where the Meisei Yachim HaMetami Bo'oyel. If you hold the Meisei Yachim HaMetami Bo'oyel, so even on top of the oil there's no Sunnah. But in Shulchan Aruch it says we're Machma on them. The Chabad Ramot both say that even on Mikra then we assume like the Rambam Paschkins that Meisei Yachim HaMetami Bo'oyel and the HaMetami Bo'oyel, that l'chatzila the proper thing is to be machmer like the other sheep, that it is metami bush. For l'chayre, I think one should be machmer not to come even within Dalaran. I think so. Also, the Gemara has to be buried, yes. The Gemara's edition is couple has to be buried just Dalaran to the main. I said one of our brothers wrote a shuvah, one of our brothers said, wrote a shuvah about this in Europe, they have a big problem with having a separate cemetery, because the government doesn't allow them to have a separate Yiddish cemetery. So with a lot of protection, so they allowed them to have a separate section and the Goyish cemetery with a little harchoket. So they decided that you really need Shmuel Amos harchoket. So one of our Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael, he wrote a tshuva I saw recently. He says, well, the whole thing of Dalai Lama, some of the Rabbanim, and Gansu the Rabbanim, so you don't have to be machmir so much about the eight Amos, like a double, shouldn't have an interlocking switch like that. Who says that it's only the Rabbanim? It didn't mean it's only the Rabbanim. The thing that it makes is Matamis of Dalai Lama, so it's only the Rabbanim, there is Shemi Yahya Lolo. But how do you say that the that's not what the Rav said. Yeah, that's what this Rav wrote like that. But the whole din of a Tzusus Ameis is only on a maze that has Tumat Oyel. But on a Machlin Mikra, there's no Tumat Oyel, so therefore there's no Tzusus Ameis. So therefore, what do you mean it's interlocking Tzusus Ameis? The Goy doesn't have a Tzusus Ameis. He doesn't have a Rav. He has, so it's enough for 4 hours. That's only a din of Dona. What does that tell Rav to do with this Dona? A mace is, a Tzusus Ameis is Dalai Lama, that's a din deraita. That's not a din deraita, that's a din deraita. So they gave it to the dino, steal a straight for a heretic cheddar, because you have to bury the thing with it. And it could be a din deraita also didn't get to this aloha, that you're not permitted to bury the Yisrael next to an Nochri. Means each mace has a Tzusus Ameis, you may not have interlocking Tzusus Ameis. That's what is the definition of the shield deraita. I'm not sure how hard, but you have to bury them on a different continent. You can't bury an Nochri and Yisrael on the same continent. You have to have some shiur, a different state, that's in New Jersey, New York, what's the shiur of the state? So that's why you give a shiur. Dalaran is, it shouldn't be interlocking to Sagel. What is that to the even if you say that Mikra is in a Nachri, is not in Tami Bohoyo, and therefore there's no din of Dalaran is, there's no din of Dalaran is.
Well,
that's
one.
Right, the Achrenim say like that. No, the Achrenim say on the stage of Yeridaya, it says you have to have a chokke of Shmoina Amos between the two Kvon, because you may not have interlocking pieces of Akeva. So one of the problems, the big Rabbanim and Ezra wrote at Shuvah Laloch, that he doesn't think it's correct. But since Mikir Adin, there is not too much Meish Menachem. Therefore, there's no Tzus HaKevah of Dalai Lama Sanoch. Therefore, how can you say there's interlocking Tzus HaKevah doesn't exist? The whole argument is that this is very short. That deal of Dalai Lama is that if Matameh, if he comes to Dalai Lama, that's only the Rabbanon. And then Echanani, you hold that Meishin Akhman not Matameh Goyal, so there's no deal that it says Dalai Lama is Matameh. The Chatzchilu B'machmeh, but the Mikir Adin, it's really good. It's fine. But what does that mean with our name? We're talking about a Meishin Akhman, it's a Meishin Akhman, that's a Dinder Reise. That's not a Dinder Rabbanon. That's a Dinder Reise, then again, it's a Kvure, that you have to bury the Sudash and Achmed Bar, you have to bury that with the Meishin Akhman. And then again, the burying a mace in trouble, the mace happen near each other, that could be that that's a Dinder Reise, that every mace has a Tzusus Ameis Dalaran. It may not have interlocking Tzusus Ameis, that's not based on the
one mace next to the other mace, there's no Dalaran between one mace and the other.
They're all Yisraelim, they're all Nachrim, okay. Yes, but you're not permitted to bury an Nachrim with the Yisrael together, that's the thing, you have to have a separate date of glory.
So,
He kind of made you poor on the Shadina. Could be, could be. But we can head the other way also. That you shouldn't even have the best, but the Kvara shouldn't be interlocking. And the Dalai Lama's rather is interlocking. And to argue, you can head the other way. But to argue that it can't be because the Lachi is not in Tamid Boyo, therefore you can't have, doesn't do it, Boyo. You're tighter than with the tighter. That's a good time, but the time of the this, I'm talking one of the big prominent Rabban. I was married to Saul during intercession, so they showed me the truth that he had just written, so I didn't have a chance to argue with him. But I didn't think it was right at all.
What's the basis
of
our culture of burials, men and women,
heterosexual? No, that's like I see doing that, so. Other people, no, that's not the show. They're with each other.
Yeah, from what I told you, everything
goes. Each Medina. In some Medinas, the minig was that they used to beat up raw eggs and rub it into the hair that's part of the Shulchan Aruch and put in the eggshell or something, a stiff and a hugging. So you must have to do that. That's considered. Kavra Mesh. In other Medinas, they put whatever, they put things into with the mace. Or by the Shas Alavaya, they have their Fayuzik or their Leo or their Cry, whatever, they say Hester. How many people say Hester first? And then the Kamdina is that they have at least 5 Mastidas, but they have 5 Hester, whatever. That's how the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, the Gemara has such a motion. That whatever the Minigamdina is, becomes a din. That's the Mashmah of the Gemara. Sure, it's a big problem. Against our law? Mm-hmm. Well, like you said, that during the Second World War, the government, they had the Jewish soldiers who were killed in Europe in battle were buried there, in Europe. And then the Jewish welfare board, whatever, wanted to have a separate place for them. So they were totally, with the government was to spend so much money just to make the Jews happy, is a real law, is a real thing. They're not religion, it's not something that's fascist. They're not interested in spending money. Rabbi Leitchik said that he sent a letter, he was called upon to send a letter to the army, the United States Army, that it's a dinder, right? That's Mamnach and Pashut Chayisar, that Avraham Avinu spent a fortune of money to make a Jewish cemetery, because he was prohibited to bury his wife in a non-Jewish cemetery. The Jews have to lead a totally different life, and they have to shamek kover, as they say in Gilas Luz. How does she say? She says, Asher Terchi Eilech, when Luz is Mekabal Ol Mitzvah. So she says, Asher Terchi Eilech, Asher Talin Yolin, Asher Talin Amech Ami, Rebbe Kaya Chavikot, Asher Shamus Yomus, Shamek Kover. So the Gemara says that she was Mekabal Ol Mitzvah, one of the Ol Mitzvahs was that you have to have a second take that course. There was a different dinim, the special dinim where you have to bury the Jew. The Jew not only has to lead a different life while he's alive, he's so different, has to even be buried in a separate cemetery. The Romans said that is a real dinim deraisa. Just take Mechakarshis Chayisor. The Gemara says that these are the three dinim deraisa. These are the three halachas that we have. One is an Einan, it's a dinim, one is Mishamer Tameis, even if it's not a relative of his. Mishamer Tameis is also forbidden to do mitzvahs. And one who is Terch Talar Amis, but the mace is buried, he's not the shamer anything, the mace is buried already, and that's the shamace of the is buried already, is a third thing, that Terech Ha'olam is forbidden to do any mitzvah because it's blood barash cheres, I said. So the Gemara Gufa says in the right, and the shamer is on mace, I won't be shayin on mace, so even though it's not his relative, he's a shamer that's in his pot in the creation, and I've seen him and I've seen him come to somewhere, but I raw, he's forbidden, not only his pot, but he's on his chest, he's forbidden to do any mitzvah. Unless you have two shamans, that's the Shabbos. And what does he do, let's say the Levi is going to be 11 o'clock, what does he do, davening Shachris? So the Brisa continues on the first wide line on Yud Chesem and Aleph. How are you Shnayim? What if there are two shamans? So then you can solve your problem. Then the Shamer is a Kare. Let one of them do the Shmira and let the other one walk to the side. He's not allowed to daven test al Am to the main. So you should walk around, walk away, and then daven on the other side.
The same thing about what is the call on that?
And then afterwards, then the Shamed, is that correct? The first, they should alternate. First, one should do the Shmir and let the other one say Kriyashma. Kare means to recite Kriyashma. And to daven. And then, let the one who daven come back, let him do the Shmir now. But take off the stone, take off the chalice, and do the Shmir now. And let the other one recite Kriyashma. You see, even the Brisa that it's prohibited, no? Then the Shama is a Kore, then the Shama is a Kore. You see, even the Brisa that it's off. the way the shaman makes, the shaman that the zayin makes, the kutsu daura, some avoid the rush here. Yes. Some is more of a swar that it's avoid the rush. The Chara Rashi also must know because the Nishama comes in that it's also to do the Nishama. That's what it sounds like. That's what I have to open it. Ben Azay disagrees with the Tanakam and he says, are you going to see no? That if the Nishama is on a boat and he has shown him the Menicha of the Zobazum is following Shneihem Zobaz Acheres. They don't have to, if you have two people, they don't have to alternate. They want you to do Shmir and the other one will daven. And then the one who daven will do Shmir and I'll go daven. No, they can both of them go daven on the side and leave the mace alone.
Let's say they have another eight people.
So there's some kind of a reason why they both went on. So the Tanakam says you're not allowed to. You have to alternate. But as he says, it's okay, they can leave. Take the Gemara, my denial. What are they fighting about? I'm Avina. Shadow's on a boat. Shadow's on a boat. What's the whole reason why you need Shmira? Shmira is the thing covered on mace. What's the covered on mace? So the Gemara says the whole covered on mace is that the animal shouldn't nibble away on the dead body. We shouldn't eat the mace. You should have the whole mace intact to bury the mace. So the Shadow is, if you're on a boat, what wild animals can you possibly be afraid of? Didn't you have vultures? If you have rats, if there are rats, what if you don't see any rats? It's a nice clean boat. You don't see any rats, and you don't see any vultures, and there's nothing there. If it's on the dry land, you always have to be afraid. Maybe the cats will come, maybe the mice will come, maybe the animals will come. If it's on the boat, and you don't have any, you don't see that there are any animals on the boat, so what is it to worry about? Let's say not yet in the north. Okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. Well, they didn't bury in Iraq.
Yeah.
Right. It's not like most of the people were not buried in Iraq.
A lot of them.
Zikaradin is that they're supposed to bury without knowing. You need to go to the Tarka. It's a big problem in this. It's Chuvan here today. Of course, our friend will discuss it. How do we have a practice that we bury in an Iraq? How do you fulfill Kulur the Tarka? How is that considered the Tarka? So if you have an Orain, Shell, Matechas, if you have a metal Orain, then that is karka. Then it is karka.
Yeah.
Matechas is a mineral. So it comes out of the ground. Ikaradin, you can bury the matechas in an orange cell matechas. We don't bury in a... It's based on a medrash tankumen, on Parshas Bereishis. It says on Parshas Bereishis that if the other marishim sinned by the eight kazas, it says by Iskabeha, and he heard the Kol Hashem coming and he got frightened, so it says that he hid. Something like that. So the simple translation of the pasuk is that he was hiding from the Shekhinah among the trees. So the Medrash Tanchumah comments are based on the melitza of the pasuk. We see that we take a dead body and we put it in a wooden coffin. That you put the body to rest, that you hide the body, the dead body, and a wooden coffin. That's a minute that the Achrani mentioned. No one before the Achrani mentioned this, no one picked up this Medrash Tanchumah. No one mentioned it. In Shulchanot they talk about the Kodesh Yerushalmi, that talks about burying in a Masechet, in the Rosh HaMasechet, it says that if you bury in a Rosh HaMasechet, they call Kodesh the Karka Mamish, even if you leave the Masechet on top of the ground. That is Karka.
No, they don't even put nails.
It's a chomer agali chomer, yeah. Not only not to bury in an orange on matzachas, not even to use metal nails. I remember the president of my father's shul in the Bronx used to manufacture caskets. So he, at that time, he was the only one who manufactured wooden caskets that didn't have any nails. So he wanted my father to get the OU, give the OU endorsement to his arrangement. My father said he doesn't think the OU is going to give a hechsher on caskets. So the president kept on bothering him, so he called up the OU and he said, sorry, they don't give hechsher on caskets. At that time he was the only one. Now that's a big thing. That didn't make such sense. So in the Shulchan Aruch they say, if you bury a person, we have a minute, we don't do it. We don't bury in metal arayim. But if you would bury a person in metal arayim, where it says in Yisham, there wouldn't be a problem. That is cool with karka. The metal itself is a shtekarka. It's a line from the ground. But if you bury it in Aruch, hey, wood grows from the ground. So obviously wood is not karka. So that's what I'm saying. How is that sort of a karka? How do you have this? Burying in wood should be no good. And the meaning is that we have a dafkin makhbet to bury in wood. That's the medrash that we follow. We bury dafkin wood. So that's right. You have to make holes. And then you can find how big the holes have to be. How many holes do you have to make? Is it enough to make holes on the bottom? And how big the holes have to be? They have to be big holes. You have to have holes on the side.
And then this is a violation of the American government laws, because the government has laws for health purposes that you're not permitted to make holes in our rhinos, because they're afraid of contamination.
Yes,
that's the Iker idea, when you have to bury the cat. You're not supposed to bury it in art. So the Gemara has it from Achleikas HaFanayim. Panakama says, there seems to say that even when they're going on a boat, the two shomrim are not allowed to take off at the same time to go daven and to say Krishna and to put on tefillin. They have to alternate. One has to be Mishamarim. But as I said, there's no need for shmirim. What's the machlokes? The Gemara says, "Lamarabina choshi shemachbar nikedenayu." Machlokes is on a boat. If you're on dry land and there are mice and cats and rats and all kinds of animals and vultures that can come, then you shmir for the mate to make sure that nobody, the animals, don't eat up part of the mate. Masalachashina. The Tanakhama holds that even on a boat you have to be choshish for achbar. And the Nazar holds that on a boat there's nothing to be choshish achbar. This is the Gemara that Moshe Feinstein quotes. What is today? You have a freezer and they put the mate in a morgue, in a freezer, and there are no animals there. So Moshe says, the Iker Rav, you don't need shmir. You don't need shmir. That's a different thing. That's not shmir.
No.
The doesn't sit in the room. He sits in the other room. He says to him. You have to make identification somehow. Yes, that's good identification. So that's the shadow. So why does anybody do shmir in front of that? It's all machlokes like HaTanaim, only is on a shmira. For mikra din, if it's in a freezer, you don't need shmira. So what's the covenant made? That's the latest Svarim writes that it's another covenant made. So it's not based on the Gemara. The din of the Gemara is, there's no problem. This is based on other... that's a different thing, that the mace feels bad. The Gemara's going to discuss, does the mace feel bad? If he's dead, he's dead. What do you mean? His nervous system doesn't function anymore. The Gemara says, still, the Kabbalah is going to say the mace feels bad if he's all alone. We would rather have someone, we'd rather have someone with him the whole time. So that's the state of the Gemara. So that's the Chachilu, and the Hadda for that. We're not good for that. If you have a Shomer, even though there's no Chashash Achborim at all. So Medina the Gemara, it says that the only time you need a Shmir is when there's a Chashash Achborim. It was a court case. I imagine it was one court case. It was a court case I remember about 7-8 years ago, where a very religious family paid a fortune of money for the undertaker to have everything done in accordance with strict Orthodox standards. And then they found out that they had no shmir. So they were angry. What kind of faker are you then? So the undertaker said, he puts the body in a freezer. He doesn't need any shmir. There's no need for shmir. So the thing came up to the Goyish court. So they had rabbis come and testify some on both directions. But if you have a shayla, you don't need shmir. So if Rabbi Moshe writes a nikar adin, you don't need shmir. So shayla, just because nikar adin, you don't need shmir, but if you engage a worker to do something for you, but the nikar adin, I don't need the design on the wall either. But if I paint him, I pay a painter, the wall painter.
The general contract
wasn't. You should do everything Kadat could do. You should do everything Kadat could do.
Because
if he made a Yamdina, everybody understands that he needs me. Moshe has a children that nikar adin don't. But it's understood everybody does have shmira to a certain extent. We take the other But the minute you see, whatever the minute is, so that's required, mitam kavra bris, kavra mason, that's what Achrenim say. So if that developed now, in Europe they never had freezers, so they never had such a shmira. But in America, we developed a new minute. This is... Yep. Is that what the judge had to decide? Whether that's a valid meaning of being or not?
Yeah.
So you said, let's say I engage a safer to write a fancy ksuba with calligraphy, and he's going to charge me $900 for a fancy ksuba. Then he writes a ksuba. Oh, so did he have it? It's kosher. Let's say he left out a word here, left out a word there. Nikar adin, it's kosher without those words. I said, that's why I paid him for. I paid him to give me a ksuba that's good with a ksuba. As all the words, not to make a kosher ksuba, but he had it to be kosher. Shabbat is entitled to Shabbat, because it's place as a chiddush, that if you engage a worker to do a job, you did a poor job, you don't even have to pay part of the payment. You don't have to figure out what percentage of the work. When I say excuse me, you should have written so many words, and in addition, 10 words here and there, all over the place. So I'm paying
90%.
2%, yeah, I'm paying 2% less, so they call 5% or something. Because okay. You don't pay anything. He didn't do the job the way it was understood it was going to be a job. Well, have to make a choice on the whole pool. That's the shot.
That's the
shot. Okay. Okay.
My body can't keep this good.
Tell Rabbani, have a brace also, didn't cover that mate. What's required? Whatever one understands is covered on this. Well, if that's on the same somebody is moving a summer. So Thomas means that the body was buried a long time ago. And well, if that's on the same, the mate is in death.
Yeah,
and well, if that's on the same, that they buried the body over here. And then making look at that Thomas. He's taking the all of the flesh was eaten up, disappeared, and he just left with one. So usually you're not permitted to take a body. You're not permitted to take a body that was buried and reburied somewhere else. Unless you have unusual cases, it says in Yeridaya,
okay.
Unless they go to Eretz Yisrael, we thought skin is a machlekes, so we thought skin is considered covered on eight, even if he's or to bury in Kever Avos, if he's not buried in Kever Avos, or if he's a little bit desired. But to the place where he is, the guy might come and vandalizing the area, they come and they drink beer and they have parties there, whatever, and they hold you there, they dance all night long in the Jewish cemetery. So then it's considered a cover on this. You take the body out and bury him somewhere. If you have such a situation with Melech HaTzomis and Malkum and Malkum, how exactly does he carry these HaTzomis? A Reizel Yitzim this year, he shouldn't put all the HaTzomis in a sack in a big Yitzim HaGabit HaMor and put it on top of the donkey Yirka Valeyan, and he should sit on top of the bone. That's a Dizoy HaMes. Why? He should like that. Then he's Dizoy. He's not allowed to do this. What if, so what should he do? So he should carry it in a separate bag. What if he's afraid that he's going to be so considerate and so dainty and so respectful? So the Ganovim will come and pat him over the head. He's afraid of muggers. He has no bearer. So then the Kavanah dictates that it is mutter. That it's permissible. And then they're trying to design on their Tatish Kamer. The same thing applies to the Sefer Torah as well. But the Dasham, the Batman, the Kacham, the Sefer Torah. They're going to have to take the Sefer Torah from one city to the other. So the more correct thing is to hold the Sefer Torah unless they go on a train. So the correct thing is to hold it in your hand. If it's too difficult to hold in your hand, let's say then you put it in the back seat of the car. Well, because if he told it. What if he can't put it? What if he doesn't have a car, he has to ride on a horse or on a donkey? He doesn't have someone to hold it? So then it depends. So then it says if he can hold it separately, he should not sit on it. But if he has no braver, the only way to take it is by sitting on it. And there's a reason why you have to transport it to the other city. So he's in the committee to sit on it.
Sitting
yeah, in a separate container, but it's still the stuff. It's all the stuff. He's sitting on the same container.
He holds it all the time.
The proper character that you should hold it.
It's not a separate seat for us.
Okay, no, it's more correct to hold it. It's more that character to hold it. If you see how it's too difficult to hold it, he's afraid he's going to drop it, so then he should put it down. Okay.
Don't they choose
yeah, in some shuls they have special seats that have holes in the bottom and they put the secretary there after the one who did have the finish it, so finish doing have the so they put it in that special seat with a guard that holds it. So much of function right in the shul is that they think that that's not proper. That more direct heritage is that someone should hold the secretary. Even though the secretary is close, there should be a child who is about hockey to hold it. Yeah. Every Sefer Torah, sometimes it's difficult for a child to hold it. Even though he Moshe quotes, even though they say he quotes from Shem Shoinim, that the Gemara in Sotah speaks of such a seed, that there's not a Talmud, there's not a Gemara that has such a seed. A Kursiya, a Kise, which was Meyuchet for holding the Sefer Torah, and no one held it. So Moshe says, yeah, but the other Rishonim don't find the Gemara like that. Even according to these Rishonim, who says that that's the most Makavitic confession? He thinks there's still more Makavitic than the person should hold. That's a question. That's a question. How do you have the Arm Kaidah? No, we don't. You just said we don't pass like Rabbi Tam. Rabbi Tam's Arm Kaidah has to see the Torah flat. And we don't have it like that. We have the Sefer Torah standing up, or the Moshe on our bookcase. We have all the Sfarim standing up with the back facing. And going to Rabbi Tam's Motor Kaddish, they have the Sfarim in a resting position. Why should you be my pierce and never call the front? I'm standing the whole time, you're getting knocked out. There's some others. Well, the cover dispensation, if it would have been a human being, it would have been a bigger circle that they should stand the whole time, so I'd rather have them rest. I've been in some hope because yesterday when you carry over this idea from people to Svarim, it's more of a cover to have this Svarim resting in a reclining position. And the same in the Tzillin, in the Batin, in the Tzillin, so which way do you have the Parshiyas inserted? So there's a Machlokes, is Rashi and Rabbi in the Tam, and the Menachot, the Rashi's opinion is that you have the Parshiyas in an erect position, like we have this Lezer Daniel Kedish, and this one in the bookcase is in an erect position. Now Ben Tam says otherwise, he says that the Mezuzah should be in a reclining position, and the parishes and the bathroom should be in a transition. We don't pass my job in.
Is there any difference?
So Rabbeinu Tam says like this. He says, quote, that was the minig, that when a person would be saying Machzir, they would be medactic, that instead of someone sitting and holding the Sefer Torah in an erect position, holding it, they should have it on the shulchan, they should have it laying flat on the shulchan. That's what Hesh's quote was the practice in the Rabbeinu Tam's base medrash. But that's not the practice by us. By us is full paket. By us the minute just the reverse. That by us we assume that when it's in an erect position, it's more becoming than when it's in a reclined position. And furthermore, in the Shabbat, we assume in Gans not like the tension. We assume that's Rabbi Natan's position. We assume the Gamer not like that Rabbi Natan. We assume even if someone is standing with the Sefer Torah, but he's not walking, there's no need to stand. The only time you have to stand is when someone is walking with the Sefer Torah. But if someone is standing still, let's say the benching Rosh Chodesh, and the Chazan is holding the Sefer Torah. He's saying the Spiegel, he's saying benching Bahav. He's saying that he should ask for those who plan to fear fasting, hold the Sefer Torah. So when he holds the Sefer Torah, he's not walking, he doesn't say Yehalda when he starts to walk to the Yom Kodesh. He just stands in an erect position with the Sefer Torah. So he says, he can, I think you don't have to stand, that is covered when he said, the reason why he's standing is because of the benching Rosh Chodesh. He came for the Rosh Chodesh bench, not because of the Sefer Torah, he's in an erect position.
He didn't say how on the Yom Kodesh.
Yeah, when you're moving.
Yeah,
when you're traveling, yeah.
Why do you have to stay in love?
The Torah is not saying.
Well, in love, yeah.
So the same thing applies to the Chalmidim. The
Chalmidim,
the holding
the secret
Torah.
Right. So Likaratin, there's no need to stand. The Nidig is that you stand. The Nidig is that you stand.
You're like the Rabbanu Tam, then you wind up fighting to the Torah on the top of the
earth. Well, if you have shelf.
You can.
Oh, you have shelf like that. Okay.
I don't know. You have shelf moment. I think it's the moment.
It's a special thing, because they have to be long. It's a special thing when you have to use a natural material for a Dvar Mitzvah that has to be in an erect position. It has to be the same way as you can do that. Yeah. Special thing like the yesterday and so that's what this. So the Gemara, the concludes. Dasham Batom is the same way we require covet for the maize, kachom of the Sefer Torah. The same thing applies to the Sefer Torah. That's the end of the Brisa. The Gemara, what part of the Brisa does that refer to? So you have to be mechabit the Sefer Torah, and the same dinam of Batom is applied to the Sefer Torah. If he should say, Aresha, that statement goes on Aresha, that you're not allowed to ride on sitting on top of the Sefer Torah. Bring up Shita, Migara Sefer Torah, Thomas, you need a Brisa to tell you. Once the Brisa says you're not allowed to sit on top of the atomas of the maize that are in the pouch that are on top of the saddle, on top of the donkey, the Zachakal Bachaymer out of Kabbalah says, you're not allowed to sit on top of the Sefer. Hello, the Chidush of the Brisa, Kedash Shamba Basam, Kacham, and Zachakal goes on the Sefer. That if for purposes of transportation you have no Be'erit, then you're even permitted to put it in a pouch and sit on top of the Sefer in order to transport it to the other place. That's the Chidush. That's not long. That's all. What I heard like about in Europe, they sometimes have to send the same stuff from one community to the other, and it's too expensive to send along Sa'id that's going to hold on to the same stuff. So they would send it by mail. So they go, we're going to toss it around, we're going to, in the mailbox, you know, the post office is going to take the package and throw it over here, So you have no barrier. So the Achrayim said that what you should do is, at least minimize the design of the same stuff, you should separate the same stuff by the series. So it's sewn together, so you should separate the two halves of the Sefer Torah and send one half on one box, one half on another box, because when the Sefer Torah is together, Bishmai Musai, there is more of a Chiyuv covered, then it has a full din of Sefer Torah.
Are you allowed just to take the Sefer Torah apart if it's a good Sefer Torah, because of Sefer
Torah? That's the Shaila. That itself should be the design of Sefer, the taking it apart. I don't know, that's what they recommend. I couldn't have one. The process that says it's interesting, let's say, what you, when you have a, sometimes you got Lena. We see it just yesterday, we started to learn, so we found the toys on the Sefer Torah by Master. So when you have a populace etzera, are you required to stand up out of covet for that vegetarian? Okay, many years ago, the Rav pointed out, when we were learning the Rambam Hilchos Seder Torah, he pointed out that it would appear from the Rambam that not, that the Chiyus and the Mechaber to Seder Torah is only when it's kosher. Because the Pasuk says, Vayichtav Moshe, Kolviga HaTorah says, Ad Tumam, which is the end of the word. It says, Moshe Rabbeinu finished writing the whole Seder Torah from the beginning to the end, Ad Tumam. Then it says, Moshe Rabbeinu, I think, said, Lakecha Seif HaTorah Zos, He gives it to the Levi, he says, Nampim Osam, Yitzar Amrubis Hashem, Ohel Lachol, Lahem Le'ei. Something like that. There should be an A. So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Seder Torah, you have to be Mechaber to Seder Torah, because it's the Eidus that we have Torah Ben Hashemayim. That the Rebbeinu Shlomo gave the Chiyus Yisrael, and he gave us the Torah. The Seder Torah is the Eidus on the fact that there was this Galus of the kings of the Yisrael. So he said from the Rambam, it would appear, probably if it's Atzumo, the Seder Torah has all the letters written from the beginning to the end, then Moshe Rabbeinu says, Lakecha Seder Torah, try to call it the aid, it should serve as an aid. There's only a chiyuv kavod on a kosher to take care of. If it's missing, then there's less of a chiyuv kavod. It's not the same kavod that they have to be knowing in a take care of. But that was the meaning of the Achayim writes. And whenever it was absolutely necessary to send the take care of by the mail, and they couldn't afford to send another Jew along to hold on to it, so they used to split it by the spirit and send it in two different boxes. And then when they got it to the other city, they were sewed up together again.
Why
was it? Okay. So Shatman? Okay. I don't know. The Gemara says you have to make up the Shiva is the same as the Lord. I don't know. Mar says you have to mechabit on the chokmah she shachach hamud is the same as the shivei lucha. So how does that stem? Yeah. So why shouldn't this? Why shouldn't that pasuk say so be the same? It's a good sign. Amar Rechav Amar Al Yehudim. The Gemara spoke a little bit about the Kavod HaMeitim, so the Gemara continues on the same thing. A funeral has been done. Follow Raya HaMeitim and Malaveihu. If you see a funeral procession, you're not malavah to make, you don't walk along. Loi b'mishem loi b'rosh chayra b'yisei. It's considered as if he's mevazah the poor maid. Then he'll vohu, and if he walks along, if he's malavah the maid, he participates in the levayas ha-maid. Mascharei, what is his reward? Oh! Then it's considered as if he's mechabed the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Am Rabbati, all of our kashrayim, the pasuk says in Ishrei, ma v'ashem chayin dal, on mechab v'chayin evyim. The simple reading is like this, malveh. Now the Hashem Chayindal, one who is Chayindal, one who is kind. So the poor man is considered as if he's lending money to the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Whatever money you give to Tzedakah, give $20,000 a year to Tzedakah, the Rebbeinu Shlomo will give you back the money. So any penny that you give to the Aniyim is considered as if you're lending to the Eibushim. He's going to make good. He's going to pay you back. When the Chavdo, Chayin and Evyon, one is kind to the Evyon and one is kind to the poor people, is Chavdo the Rebbeinu Shlomo. That's a simple shot. It goes on poor people. You have to give them tzedakah. When you give them tzedakah, it's a loan to the Rebbeinu Shlomo. He's going to pay you back every penny. On the chapter of Chayin and Evyon, one is kind to the Yoni, it's considered the chapter of the Rebbeinu Shlomo. So the Gemara has an additional interpretation. The Gemara is saying, is this the Gemara that I'm saying, is this the Tzadik reading, Malava Hashem, Chayin and Dal. And the Gemara is referring, the Gemara is saying that the Dal and the Evyon are referring to the Nathan. That you have to be Mechabit the Nathan. The one who is Malava the Mace is considered as if he was Malava the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Malava Hashem, Chayin and Dal. One is kind to the poor man. But hey, so he goes, he participates in the Halvayat HaMeis, is considered as if he were Malava the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Well, Mechabit Chayin and Evyon, one who is Mechabit the Ani, one who is Mechabit the Mace, is if he's Mechabit the Rebbeinu Shlomo. This is the sky will be tremendous. Maschara the Gemara, if you want to participate in the Levi, what sky will he get? The sky that one gets for walking, padlating the Rebbeinu Shlomo. So the sky that one gets for being Mechabit the Rebbeinu Shlomo. That's why you have to be Malava, that you have to go all the way till the Beit HaKoros and wait till they bury. From Shulchanot HaKoros, if you walk all around, there's this decision. Let's say if you have people going to the cemetery, everyone's going to walk all around, and then you're going to have two people taking them to the cemetery. It's not proper. You have to have a sufficient amount of people taking the maize to the cemetery, and enough Jews who will be able to take care of them in the chapel and the whole floor and the cemetery, and then the other people is enough. It's them a lot of dollars.
I don't know.
Okay, then you go out of your way, yeah. It's time I get into my car, and I'm going to drive home anyway. So I'm driving in that direction, so I'm not going out of my way. If I go all the way, if I go some distance out of my way to the Kiyama of Havayat HaMes, it's a lot of good. Even if you go a few blocks by car, it's also Malad HaZayin. By the time a person happens, he's going on his way, and then after 5 blocks, he's going to turn right and then go to his direction. But that's not called Malad HaZayin. He's going home. You have Torah, there is no fear to be Mechaber Neisei Yaakov. It's Nidirabonu. The Gemara says you have to be Mechaber Neisei Yaakov Neisei Shalom Neidat Yisholom. You have to be Menachem Avele Yaakov Neidat Yisholom Neidat Yisholom. Nidirabonu, you say that Yisholom. You have to the extent that it's necessary. That's the Gemara Yisholom. Then you have to be, you have to bury Neisei Yaakov Neidat Yisholom Neidat Yisholom. So Rashi comments on that Gemara, he Neisei Yisrael. He says, it doesn't mean in the same sanitary. Now, there was a whole fight a couple of years ago. They had by mistake, they had buried a non-Jewish person in a Jewish cemetery. So they said it's against our law, you're not allowed to. So they took out the body, and then the government had a whole court case, a whole night said about it. So they were writing in the newspaper about it. Everybody became a big fan. They were all writing in the newspaper. How did Rashi know that you Makabe may see Akabe may see yourself not to be taken literally, that you're not allowed to bury in the same cemetery? So he may see yourself. So you want to interpret literally, that you think ridiculous. Of course you don't bury in the same cemetery. That means that to the same extent that one is obligated to not bury, to bury Nathan Israel. So I'm going to do a bone, and then you have to bury Nathan Israel.
Just like what's so called,
so I'm trying to... That doesn't mean doctor, what you together, doesn't mean together. It means just like in the third, you have to do this, and then a bone, you have to do that.
Yes, sometimes by the Ashram, they go, when they have a procession, they carry cross and so on.
I don't think so. It's a religious ritual, then you're not committed to
participate.
No, beyond that, even if it's Kishmah, no, that's a religious ritual, then. So you're not committed to participate in a religious ritual. The Gemara has another design, the first says, that you're not committed to participate. Let's say a guy gets married in a church. Or he gets married in a hall, but he has a galach performed there. I don't know, they also have such a thing, and the God performed the marriage, not in the church.
Yeah.
But then, not only is the...
In the synagogue.
So not only is it forbidden to participate, that's a religious ritual. So not only is it forbidden for the Jews to participate, this guy is marrying a Goyishia woman. It's not a mishmash. It's not a mishmash. So let's say a guy is marrying a Goyishia woman. It's from my office, whatever. Business associates I'm on. So not only is it forbidden to participate in the marriage ceremony, because that's a religious ritual, the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, the first parak, and it's quoted in the other day, it helps Avodah Zarah even to participate in the Sheva Brachot, even to participate in the Siddur Sanhedrin, and is also considered a religious ritual. If you got married by justice of the peace, or Blatt said there was no religious ceremony, so they're making a wedding ceremony, fine. Okay, so they have a birthday party, they're happy that they got that. But then there's no issue to participate. Oh, you shouldn't hang around the goy. You trade for food. It's a different problem. You shouldn't participate too much. You have to be careful. But if it was a religious ceremony, then the Gemara says, just like by us, the party, and the Gemara says, I'll shoot it in Anishta. The same thing. The Gemara says, just like by us, the party, then she was in Anishta, are a religious ritual, Sanitzvah, Asura Smitzvah, so too by day, if the marriage was a religious marriage, then the party that they had the first 7 days, are also considered a Jew is not permitted to participate. And maybe they're just ritual. So the Dark and Shudra, and the Munkach, you're right, I'm not sitting here today yet. But the same is true regarding when a baby is born or when somebody dies.
Awake.
That very often they make these into religious rituals. So a Jew is not permitted to participate. If it's done as a religious thing, if it has a religious motif to it, then you're not permitted to participate.
Another brother, you will find it there at home in the ceremony,
big problem. Yes, you look at all of that stuff, but each case is different.
Yeah.
There's no two cases that are the same. The Kiyav Rav Yenis and the Gemara tells this story. Two Amorim were walking, how the shock was the eyes of the Beis HaKlos. They were walking in the cemetery for some purpose or another. How the Kashad Yet Chel to the Rav Yenis. Chel to means the tzitzis. So he's got Chelis and Lavan. The Lavan is the white tzitzis. And the Chelis is the string that dyed Chelis. By the way, it became a big style now.
Yeah,
so people wear colored talisim. People wear gray talisim,
yellow,
all kinds, red, green. It says the Sefer in the Shulchan Aruch that the minig is a very ancient minig that were marked there that the talis should be dark white. And the only non-white that it should have is a stripe on the side for those who have the stripe. A lot of people don't have any stripes on the head. A lot of Spartans don't have the stripe. But those Ashkenazim who put on stripes, the stripe is supposed to be Zechel or Trelis. That's how the Mishnah Berurah talks about right. But there are different opinions whether what color the Trelis was, whether the Trelis is... Rashi writes that the Trelis is the color of the sky at midnight, which can be a very dark color, something like black. The Razin, no, they have their color of their trailers is very bright blue. It's very bright blue, right? That's like the Rambam's opinion. The Rambam writes that the trailers is the color of the sky in the afternoon. In the afternoon. That's how the Razin have. They have trailers on the chuppim. They have very light, very bright, sharp, bright blue, shiny, bright blue color. And according to Rashi, the color of the trailers is the color of the sky at midnight. The time of Machas Chayes, Rashi says, Chayes is Lashon Tiflo. Rashi HaChumash, at the end of Parashat Shlach, right from there. So it's a challenge. That's what the difference in helping what color the stripe is. Whether you have a stripe, a bright blue stripe, or you have a dark black stripe. If you know, like Rashi HaChumash, that Chayes is color of the sky at night, so that's more the color of black. If you know, that Chayes is like the Radina Chidim, so it's a bright blue color, so then you have the stripe on the side will be bright blue. But other than that, the minig is, for different reasons, they call it the Kabbalah, the Nigla, that the talus should be white, and the chutzpah should be white. The only the trailer should be whatever color blue it's supposed to be. If you have trailers, you don't have any trailers with none of that. So we should have, the whole baggage should be white, and all the sisters should be white. With the exception of that stripe, it should either be black or blue, but it shouldn't be all colorful, yeah, all colorful things. We could have had colorful talus in years ago also, not something new for the 20th century. And they had a state of Adaskin out. And one of the reasons that the Sefer Chassidim quotes from earlier sources, one of the reasons is that in the Sefer Daniel, he envisions the Rebbe Shlomo the Mara HaNevuah as an old man with long white hair, wearing a white garment. Wearing a white garment. And in the Kabbalah Shlomo, the Sefer Chassidim quotes, and the Kabbalah Shlomo they write that he envisions the Rebbe Shlomo wearing a talus. That the talus was a white garment. That's the negative. It doesn't say what color. Yes, so here, the Chassidic of Daniel says that it was a white garment.
Yeah.
The Rambam says that there's one opinion, right, the Rambam sheet, and the other Rishon disagree. The Rambam is close there. That we insist on having Dafke a white garment and white chutzim because you've got to have a garment of a different color. And according to the Rambam's opinion, the chutzim should also have that color, whatever it is. If the garment is green, the chutzim should be green. The level, whatever color the garment is, hakanah bin kanah, should be the same color. And the other Rishon disagree, and they say, no, it only goes on what material it makes the chutzim from. It doesn't go on what color it should be. So the Rambam says, more than nothing, about the machlekes. The minig is, that's not illegal, that's the reason for it. The minig is that you have white, the beggar should be white, the chutzim should be white, and the fabric. And the chidin quotes a different reason why, because it's the beggar of the Rebbe Shlomo has described the Sefer Daniel that it was a white garment. That was a talus.
Why people from that
book came whatever the minig is. The minig is, if you have a white kittle, the minig is, it's not a white kittle. Similar to purity. Whatever the minig is, that's what we have to do. So the Gemara tells that these two are around, were walking on the cemetery, and Rabbi Edison's pitzes was hanging on the, was schlepping on the floor. Because Shadi, it's called the Rabbi Edison. Shadi means it was schlepping on the floor. Oh, no, like Rabbi Dalyek, his friend Rabbi tells him, pick up your pitzes and tuck it into your pants. They shall be younger, in order that the Mason shouldn't have tarumas against us. And the boy, my tlenu, ultimately you guys are also going to die. The Mason is it, the Mason is disgusting. You people are walking, you're going to die also. And now you're making fun of us that you're showing. You're being regarded as a sign that you're still alive and you can do mitzvahs, and we can't do any mitzvahs. And Macha Boy Matzvah, and Asher Mechaka, my son, is very
Nepalic.
Oh, that's Beis Iskashi, that's Beis Iskashi, because there is a Gemara in Menachis that says, there is a Machlekes Amaroyim in Menachis, and that Menalas, if you have clay kufso. If you have, this is a famous basis, it's from the Macha Boy Matzvah. There is a Machlekes in the Gemara where there's clay kufso, they have an Abit, comes Abit Talas in the drawer, it's in the back, let's say, like a story. He has in the store, he has a lot of talaysim. But is he obligated to put in sisters in all of the talaysim when they're sitting there in the store? But he says, no, it's only a famous gabra. Only when he wears it. Shock when a person wears the beggar, then and only then is he required to have sisters. The Kozman is not wearing the beggar, it's not a beggar. So the Maskalas HaGemara is that Kozman, you're not wearing it, you're not supposed to put on sisters. And it's only a famous gabra, it is not a famous mona. It's not a famous beggar. Kozman, you don't wear it, you're not required. The Gemara says that even according to the opinion That is, even if you would have held the other way, which we don't talk about, that since this is a chayvas mother, that if you own a beged and it's sitting in the drawer, you're obligated to put in tzitzis. What if I have, I bought a pair of tachlichim to lachameres, mishar, and four corner tachlichim. And lachameres, mishar, I want to be buried with this tachlichim, so the Gemara says, there for sure, you're not mechuyis to put on tzitzis, because the only beged you're mechuyis to put on tzitzis on is a beged that's manufactured and intended to be worn by a living person. Let's say you have a dummy, a statue in the window, a mannequin, and you put on a beged. And you own a beged which is miyuchas putting on a mannequin, but no human being, no person ever wears it. Even if you hold vipas and chazes gavre, only when you wear it, you're not wearing it on mechuyis, there's nothing to discuss as well. But even according to the opinion which is not accepted, chayvas mana, it's only called a beged shel tzitzis if it's oimed l'levishas chai, oimed l'levishas odom chai. But if it's oimed l'levishas a statue is going to wear it, or a mace is going to wear it, I'm going to put it on after I die. It's not going to ever be worn by a living person. So the Gemara says that you're not mechuyis in tzitzis. So then the Gemara says, that's only while you're alive. You don't have to put on tzitzis. Abahahi shaito, when the self I die, and then they actually put on the tachlichim with the four corners on it. Ahi shaito, badei lamin onle. Then for sure, everybody hopes you have to put in the tzitzis. Ahi zed. Where does that mean it come from that we don't bury the tzitzis?
Second
palace
is possible
palace. We pass over palace. That's how Taisus says on the third line in the Taisus. On the line that in this Taisus, Yud Ches and Aleph, Dima Maskel and Macha Boim et Tzlenu. So on the third line, it begins with the word Chutim La Mason. So then the third word, they say, Yashav, on the Nisalkim Osam, Uma Haitaim of Bizman Azeb, we have a different meaning, that we did Dafki removed it, we bury in a palace, we tell you this all to demonstrate that we have a moon in Seif HaNes, because the Gemara says in the last Perek in Sanhedrin that when Seif HaNes will occur, not only will the nation be reconstituted, come back to life, there will be undeemed the big day.
Right.
They'll come back to life with the Gemara. So we want to demonstrate that we believe in Seif HaNes, and that Seif HaNes will be with the Gemara, so to speak, with the Gemara that we bury them with. So we bury them with nice Talmud, with a fancy beged, that when we come back, we believe, we want to demonstrate that we believe Chesed and Eitz, we're going to come back to life with a fancy Talmud. So we bury with the Talmud, the whole deal of our friend, when we bury with the Shabbos, you can tell us, with the Mosbeth, you can tell us, and Eitz, and it's true about that, Shalom did. But which Talmud are you supposed to bury? A friend has a whole literature on that. Which Talmud are you supposed to bury? So Taisa says, that the meaning is that you bury with the Talmud, but you pass over the Talmud. So we're trying to, where does that come from? So we give different reasons. One reason is, we have Rabbeinu Tam. Really, the gifts that we have, Maishma is also a good gift.
Yeah.
I mean, Maishma, why did it differ? Why? What changed? Is my mother a master with Dafke? Yes, to put on tzitzis. If you have that Christian that don't have tzitzis, they're master. Aishaita Banu, I don't have to put on the tzitzis. If he died, you have to put on the tzitzis. And now the Dafke, we remove his tzitzis. So it's also the question, Maishma, why is it different? What changed? So the gifts of the time, my time is the same thing, my time and Maishma, same thing. So the Rabbeinu Tam says, everybody was careful to wear an Arab conference all day long, but then you have to put on tzitzis on the mace as well. But it's not, I said, and many people don't wear tzitzis. in the days of the Balei Hatzeis, many Balei Hatzeis didn't have pitzus to deal with. Not only did he not have a Kamas, he didn't have a Kamas either. It's not right from the Haggadah to his Sefer. There's a Balei Hatzeis in many communities. Didn't wear tefillin all week long. Didn't have tefillin. They used to go travel from one community to the other to be worried that they should put on tefillin. And then in other communities, they didn't wear talis. They only wore talis on Shabbos and Yom Tov. They say the Chinuch quotes are done. Sounds like Minig America. They only wore the talis on Shabbos and Yom Tov. The weekdays, they didn't wear talis. They wore tefillin, they didn't wear talis. And the human Abrakantis either. They got many tankers. The Tirith is not as there many. Balabatam on the Zalzel in the midst of Tzitzis while they're alive. So if you're going to bury him, you're going to bury everybody and put on Tzitzis, other Abra will be like a kitchen. When it comes to Bezah Shabbat, I say, what's going on? He's not. He's amazing. He's very Tzitzis. He has never. He's part of the Tzitzis. He's wearing the Tzitzis the whole lifetime. He didn't wear Tzitzis.
They didn't really say it.
So what you do? So why put him in the house?
No, why put him in
the house? Yeah, but the thing is, while they were in Europe, they were different goods. Okay, so why do you hide himself as when he's a maid? That's what the Gemara is going to discuss now. Does the maid feel bad? Can you say the maid feels bad? Rabbi Yonatan, pick up your Abakantis because the nation are going to feel bad. Oh my lord, Rabbi Yonatan says, what are you talking about? It's going to make many years of the human. That's what we're going to go through into a whole discussion. Rabbi Yonatan says, the nation are not going to feel bad. They don't know at all what's going on. And why is the whole people, then Rabbi Yonatan says in the bottom there, Rabbi Yonatan backs out on the third line from the bottom. Rabbi Yonatan, how do they? Rabbi Yonatan, the nation do know what's happening. They do feel bad. When people come to the base of course, it comes out, Rabbi Yonatan, they both hold like that. Rabbi Yonatan backs out, but the nation do know. Yes, I just discussed with Bishop. First he asked, why is the design on Mace if somebody has tzitzis? Megula, either Mace has tzitzis. If it's not a Mace, it's a Mace. Because that doesn't count. There's still a design on Mace. Then Pesach asked, why is Dominic that we don't have tzitzis? So he gives a reason. He says, because we don't all observe the midst of tzitzis while we're alive. They will bury all the Mace with tzitzis and be a kitchen on them. Why the Chayeng, they didn't observe tzitzis? You say that you're not Mechuyas. Why should it be a kitchen? Not Mechuyas. So that's what the Rishonim had a discussion, and that's Gemara. But Gemara says Rav Kitena. Gemara says in Malachi, in Perek Hatchilas, there was an Amar, but the name of Rav Kitena, who didn't wear the normal garments that everybody else wore. He wore garments that didn't have four corners. So he never wore tzitzis, not in winter, not in the summer. Some had summer suits, some had winter suits, but nothing like that clothing. It doesn't have four corners. So the Malach came to Rav Kitena, and he warned him that he's going to be punished for not fulfilling the mitzvah tzitzis. And she saw an essay. That's Rav Kitena asked the angel. You punish people for not fulfilling the mitzvah. Say, what does it mean? Of course they punish you. If you don't like silver, they punish you. You don't say mitzvah. No, this kind of a mitzvah. You're not mechuyev. If you don't have arba kamsas, let's say my first child was a daughter. So I didn't fulfill the mitzvah to get a man. So you're going to punish me when I come to that man. So I didn't fulfill. But what do you want me to do? I should divorce my wife, get another wife. And then she's also going to have a daughter. I should divorce her and get another wife. Have to keep on trying until you get a first one. So if you don't have, you don't have. So if he doesn't wear a four-corner garment, so he's not believing in tzitzis. All he has tzitzis only is contingent on this, if you wear a four-corner garment. So that's what Rav Kipeni has to Mala, and she saw an essay. It's a different kind of an essay. It's an essay that's a conditional essay. So that's when the Malach answered, yes, it is. The Yidin Rivka, and she said, if the Bezah Shamal is angry, and they're punishing for something else, and I got the punishment for something that he really violated, so then, yes, and then I got that, so I'll already punish him for not being Machnes Asno Lefiyu, and he should have put on a garment with four corners. So that's what the Balei Hatzeis discuss, that one should always go out of his way, even though we live in Europe or in America. And in the, we don't live in Afghanistan where they just wear four corner sheets and they wrap it around. We're not Arabs, so they have four corner sheets. We wear a clothing doesn't have four corners. So the way we wear clothing, what's the Indian of wearing tzitzis? So that's what the Hatzeis says, no, there's still an Indian to wear tzitzis for two reasons. Number one, being this country in an essay. Just like the angel got angry at Rav Kitena and he said, when they get angry they punish for real Averis, so then I got the real Averis are going to punish for this also.
why he wasn't mocking himself to the king. Then Tosfos says number two, even without an eagerness for the Gemara, because in the end of the first Tosfos in Sota, and Moshe Rabbeinu desired very much to go to Eretz Yisrael, and he doubted to the Rabbanish Malachan and Malachan, he wants to go to the Gemara, what was his strong desire to go to Eretz Yisrael? Because that's the material of this, but what was the interest in sitting there and on the Mediterranean and swimming in the sea and eating Eretz Yisrael? What was his strong desire for Kashmir? So the Gemara says no, he desired to observe the mitzvah of Tosfos Ba'or. The Tosfos says, but if he lives in Chutzpah, he's not Mechuyev. So why did he decide to go to Eretz Yisrael? He sees that every tzaddik should always desire to put himself into a situation where he would become obligated to fulfill even more mitzvahs. That's Tamashan saying, that's Moshe Rabbeinu. That's talking about Bala Madrega, he's talking about me and you, but not the same as Moshe Rabbeinu. So Tamashan say, you're not Mechuyev to put out an Arba Kampus. Some of the Balatai say, you're not Mechuyev to put out an Arba Kampus once you're on a Madrega like Moshe Rabbeinu. And other Balatai just say, no, we should all attempt to be like Moshe Rabbeinu.
That's the pain, it wasn't like Moshe Rabbeinu, still all the Malachim.
No, that was Bidin Ritzah. Bidin Ritzah is one thing. That's one consideration. You all have to be afraid of Bidin Ritzah. Some of us not Boshin Haro, some of us Yamin Kassak, some of us do a Beirut once in a while. So
if it's only the citizens of Arab Kassak, then why shouldn't we then to do that? Make it with more corners in order to do it. Why shouldn't we let it do it?
That's the whole number. Yeah, so you should wear it. Well, just 4 quarters in order to become obligated to get it. Exactly. That's the whole discussion appears in the Baliyat Tosfos. And that Tosfos doesn't even appear. You have the Tosfos HaRosh and Tosfos at the end of the first Perek and the Menachos and Shishim Kabetzos on the side, quotes the discussion. And these are the two reasons that they give. One reason is, like Moshe Rabbeinu, desire to observe as many mitzvahs as possible. Everybody should do that. And other Baal HaTosfos has told that that's only for people like the Madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu. How does it apply to the Hamayman? And they say the other reason applies the consummation of Ibn Rizqa. So we all have to be afraid of Ibn Rizqa. When they're angry, when the Bezer Shammah was angry, then they'll punish for Rizqa. So that's what Tosfos gives the whole explanation. Then Tosfos says, so let's put on dishes for those people who wear Arba Kampus. Let's say those people who are the Eter and they wear Arba Kampus all the time, they wear dishes every day when they dive in. So when they die, we should, the Chevra Gadisha should bury them. Those the Chevra Gadisha should check everybody's dishes. So those people who kept dishes while they were alive, and they should bury them with their Arba Kampus dishes. Those people who didn't wear dishes while they were alive should bury them without. So Tosfos says, then it'll be very, this kid will get real design on them. These people are very rich, these people are very bad teachers, so it'll be too much of a design. So the life move, in order not to embarrass the others, the Chitay Manas, and Moise Mishoel, and the Chayei, and can you like the Rosh Lacher, that'll be a big design. Even if you don't have trailers, that's the machlekes in the Mishnah in Perek HaTchelos, the first Mishnah. So we pass in it one way. There is a machlekes Rebbe in the Chacham, but the trailers is not here in the Shalom. Rebbe's opinion is, if you are not, he's only thinking, if you don't have trailers, there's no need for all. Not in Aper, not in the Rabbana. Zero, no need for all. And the Baal HaMor paskins like Rebbe. But the Ramban writes that he heard, in terms of the Madlikin, the Baal HaMor writes like that. He thinks the din is like Rebbe, that if you don't have chelas, you're not obligated to put on the stitches at all. So the Mohammed was there, but the Ramban writes that he heard, she Baal Medusa, they heard, that the Baal HaMor never wore stitches. It being consistent with his shita, he never put on stitches, because he always known it at all, not in a terror, not in the Rabbana. And we don't ask him like that Baal HaMor, we ask him that, like the Chachamim did Rebbe, that chelas was not mere chelas at all. And it's a mitzvah of Torah to have stitches, even if you don't have the chair. In fact, the later Achrayim write a remez to that, that it's a zot one stitch, I say. I can't even say, and did they write so? But they wrote to me, you should put on stitches throughout all the generations, even though the Rabbani Shkol knew in advance, there's going to come a generation when there won't be any chair. That's how the Rebbe Dazov writes in commentary.
In the time of Achrayim,
they still had chairs in the past, and one was so. Yeah, the Amoraim had chairs, and the Skubis are dead, and somehow got lost. Because our Bible of the Mormon and Menach, Eretz and Yamarim, all had chesed. The Rosh points it out. The Tkuvah Samar, the Tkuvah Taglainim, somehow the Chalodin got lost. They were no longer have this chesed.
Don't
the whole of the Beirah, let's say you put on chesed that's the fossil. There's no Avera. The Gemara just says that we're Avera in the following case. If you're wearing a four-pointed garment that's made from linen, and you put in string, and the chela string has to be a certain color and a certain material. It has to be the material of Tzemer, has to be woolen strings dyed the color of chelus. So then, if you have a woolen string which does not have the right color, it was improperly dyed, then you have shatter, shalot tzarek. Then you're violating all of there. But we don't wear garments, four-corner garments made of tishtam, of linen. We wear woolen, cotton, whatever, something else. There's no problem of shatter by that. So if it turns out that chelus is possible, you have everything to gain and nothing to lose if you wear the... That's a good question. Why don't we wear the trailers? Well, you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, so why don't we wear the trailers? Yeah. I don't know, the mice, everyone rejected, I think. Everyone rejected the Ravina Rebbe's idea.
I think
it's
coming out
of the loose trailers, no? Yeah, and Eretz Yisrael is a government agency, the textiles, the agency for textiles, has a group of people working on it to have a loose
thing. From a fish kind of.
That's the side of which fish is it?
Yeah,
that's the side of which fish is it. That's exactly the idea, which fish is it? Yeah, all of the examples are that I've been around and stuff printed three clothes. Because it's printed all together and I call Shlosha Sifri Achelos. Every tape has another name. All these together call Shlosha Sifri Achelos. He has one tape, he has a collection of all the letters that were sent to him attacking him. My name suggests he has the page of ladies' letter, all of that one. The Beis HaLevi had the time that you can't reinstitute a Masorah based on our theology. If you don't have a Masorah Yishim Tiyish, Moshe Rabbeinu can't reinstitute. How are you ever going to institute the future? Eliyahu HaNavi will come. Eliyahu HaNavi was a living human being who had a Masorah, and he disappeared for a while. He's from heaven. He's an angel. He went up to heaven. And then when he comes back, he will reinstitute the Masorah. So Shiloh, that's so. The Beis HaLevi's time. Others think that you don't have to have a Masorah Yishim Tiyish, Moshe Rabbeinu. But the Rabbeinu Rebbe is wrong.
Yes.
Like, all that is his identification of the fish was incorrect.
So,
yeah. Let's learn a little more on Titus. It's going to come up a little bit at the end of the day. We assume that that would be a design hassle. So why isn't it be Zion
HaTzitzit?
Oh, so the Ramban, in the end of Moed Katan on the Rit, the Baal HaMor quotes this issue. The last Baal HaMor, I think it's the very last Baal HaMor. And Masechet Moed Katan, the first part of Moed Katan has all the Dinam of Avelu. So the end of all the Dinam of Avelu is the Baal HaMor touches on this topic of Tzitzit. When you bury the Mason, you bury them with Tzitzit or without Tzitzit. So he quotes in Mangra, you have to put on Tzitzit. So the Ramban discusses this right to the Tzitzis court. Tzitzis is not many ways that we don't put on Tzitzis on the Mason. If it has Tzitzis, you pass away Tzitzis. So the Shem is, where did it come from? And the Gemara says that you bury the Mason with Tzitzis. Where is there another source that says you should bury the doctor without Tzitzis? The Tzitzis says, Liu Yeshleima, the honor comes from a Masech, as Tzitzis, as Tzitzis, you say. First, I gave one reason that not everybody wears Tzitzis while they're alive. Going to bury him with Tzitzis, it'll be a kitchuk. Then the Shammai will get angry why he didn't have Tzitzis while he did a lot. And then they said, Liu Yeshleima, a different reason. But there is a bright and Masech as well as Tzarki Bey. There was a time by the name of Abba Shaw. Should see Abba Shaw in the bottom. He left the Tzavah. He told his children, Hatilu Tzavah 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 Tzavah. He should remove. Take off the Tzitzis from my garment. When I die, he's wearing Tzitzis all day long. When I die, I take off the Tzitzis from my beggar. Do not bury me with my Tzitzis. Eyes against me, you know. You must take the Pharisee that even when you bury him with Zachrichim that didn't have Tzitzis while he was alive, you have to put on the Tzitzis. So why should he pass him like they dug up a Brisa Masech Esmochas and ask you a Tanya, is not so, ask you a Abishol. But Abishol disagreeing with some of the Gemara. Why should we pass him like that? Why should the Nidig be like that? So he says, we have a lot of things like that. Yeah, Hokisha Gemara, Chaylik Allah, even though the Gemara in the office of Memalus. Is the variation in contradiction to Abishol's opinion? Nonetheless, there are several things. Here's one, Shalom, the Nicham HaGemara Shalom. We leave away the Gemara and we follow other sources. One of us can concern not Yisrael. That means Yisrael HaKatam the Apocrypha. It means other Mitzvashim and other Mekairos, other Tamayim Amram. Kimo, to give you an example. And what? On Shabbos Chazon, before Tisha B'Av, we lay in Parshas Chazon, like the Psikta, and the Gemara says we come to a different Hatzor. Gemara says we give a different Hatzor. And the same thing, Vaichau, the Gemara says we come to, you lay in Brachas the Klos, you lay in the Pesach. And the Masech Serpent says you lay in Vaichau, and our meaning is like the Masech Serpent against the Gemara. So we have in Arachayim Dikizach, and we have, sometimes we follow other sources. Even normally we nigra after the Talmud Bavli. All of our Nehogim, all of our Shitas are based on Talmud Bavli. Once in a long while, we don't follow the Talmud Bavli. So this is one of the cases. Yes, so there is, so the Ramban discusses at the end of my cotton, what is the issue over here? What's the Machlekes of Shol and Hacham? And the Shol says, the doctor you should bury. That's it, the Hacham says, the doctor you should bury with. So he says, why don't you bury with Tfilin, since that would be a design for the Tzum? Because Tzum is such Misha Kiddushi, not permitted to be Mavazir. So what's the story with this? He says, that's the Zon Bar Seita Machloikis. That is the distinction between Abishol and the Chachamim. Abishol holds that Tzitzis is also Tashmish and Kiddusha. All of the objects shall mitzvah divided into two categories. Halulah, an Esrig, a Shefer, a Sukkah, a Mezuzah, a Seita Torah, a Mental of a Seita Torah, a Tzulam Zekel. All the objects that are used in mitzvah, some of them are classified as Tashmish and Kiddusha, and some of them are classified as Tashmish and Mitzvah. What's the difference? The Gemara says, so if you have an old talus and you don't want to use it anymore, you bought yourself a new talus. What do you have to do with the old talus? You have to put it in shame. So the Gemara says, no, the Tashmish and Mitzvah, you drop him, you throw it out in the garbage. Nachas Manitos, you throw it in the garbage. What do you do with the lulav and you have to get the specific lulav? The Gemara says, Mikra, then you can throw it in the garbage.
Minigan.
Yeah, Minigan. Shabbat, it'll be burned to bake the matzah. You try to use it for another mitzvah. Well, what if Rana Shevitz isn't interested in trying to use some electric gun? Yeah, they're not interested in your fuel. So you throw it in the garbage, it's sent to one. You shouldn't throw it together with all the dirty garbage. You should throw it in the separate garbage. Separate bin.
Recycle.
Okay, so you can recycle it. Okay, that's a lot of good. That's beautiful. This is a nice coffee, that's a lot of good. But the Gemara says that it's Mizrachim. But Tashmishi Kiddush, I'm Mizrachim. If you have an old, say, the Torah, an old Tefillin, an old Mizrachim, so even though it's possible, and even though you can use it, you have an old, let's say, a Tefillin Zekel, or a cover for the Mizrachim case, or the plastic that you wrap the Mizrachim in, something like that. So that you're not allowed to throw in the garbage. That's Tashmishi Kiddush, and even though you have to put it in the Shemus, and treat it with respect. Also Tashmish Kiddusha. Let's say the cardboard cover, the cover that you put on top of the cylinder box, on top of the bathroom of the cylinder, that's also Tashmish Kiddusha. So that has to do, you can not do it. Even when it's broken and you can't use it anymore, that you have to put in the shed. That's when dealing with the Gemara. So the... You bury the mace with tzilin. And Ban says, if one person like him comes to work on Megillah, one Megillah has a fresh in the second paragraph of Megillah, where lists all examples of Tashmish and Mitzvah, examples of Tashmish and Dusha. So it says, the favorite of Tzitzis is Tashmish and Mitzvah, it's not Tashmish and Dusha. So that's what the Ramban says. What do you mean, like Tyson says? We sometimes follow the Tzitzis, literacy, and then Medrash, and the Masechet Tzitzis, and the Medrash Tanchum, and we follow sometimes Midrash and against the Talmud. So the Ramban says, what are you talking about? Do we follow the show over here in the Masechet Nachas? That Tzitzis is Tashmish and Kedusha? Certainly not. You have an old policy to write out the garbage. There's no thing that it requires the Gnezia. You don't put it in Shemun. So he says, you can't say like Tzitzis. It's impossible to say like Tzitzis that we follow the show. So the Kudus HaMachlekes is how the show and the Chachamim is, whether Tzitzis is Tashmish and Kedusha, Tashmish and Mitzvah. So we know that we talk about Tashmish and Mitzvah.
You can throw it out.
The next year you call up the Tzitzis, because the Tzitzis are the Tashmish Yiddusha. The beggar itself is not the Tashmish Yiddusha. But the Ramban says, how can Christ say that we follow Abishol? We can't follow Abishol because it's only a film of person. We don't pass the line that we pass my Tzitzis. It's the Tashmish Yiddusha. He quotes the sense of the Seirish. Well, the Tashmish Yiddusha, the Tashmish Yiddusha. Don't have to. Just as you have to go to the death room with a towel. So the towel is used for the garden one, or with a garden one, or with a kipple. And Rosh Hashanah Kippur, you wear kittel, so to go in with the kittel into the Beit HaMikdash there, you know the kittel is not a mitzvah because of the yuchat v'tfilah. It's a separate thing. Yuchat v'tfilah, so it's not proper. But the Abba Kasper, no, you can go in with the kittel into the Beit HaMikdash. Also Rosh Hashanah, the Beit HaMikdash has the same status. There is a different minhagim. In the Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch HaMinig is recorded, like Taisa says, the minhagim is a depasal of tzitzit. In the Rosh Hashulchan, right over this story, that there were two gdolim. He says one was the Yitzhak B'Sharah Shavoida of Alexander Zizkin, who lived in Vilna, also the Kufa Sagwar, I think in the Vilna Gwar, and they both left the Sagwar, and when they died, the Talmidim should not pass on their sins. So he says, and by each one of them, something went wrong. By the Pala, the Chavi Yitzhak B'Sharah Shavoida, when he died, so they followed his Sagwar, he was there for the Father's Sagwar. And the Chavi Kadisha was lowering his body into the grave, so the sins got ripped on a stone. It was a stone that had a jagged edge. This is Kareem Tanis Khan, so they felt that it was written in the Hashemayim, that is Tavoy was wrong, that they should follow the meaning that you do pass over the citizens. And there's only one also left instructions that when he dies, they should bury him with his citizens, like it says in the Gemara and Menachos Zatman Malus. And then as the Talmidim were taking care of the tower and everything, and then it was preparing to put on the tower, because one of the Talmidim went to the bathroom for a minute, and then they passed over the citizens. And then when he came back, he said, what did you do? The people who were there hadn't heard from the Goyim, that he gave instructions that they should follow. And that one who was in charge walked out for 1 minute, and that was the minute that they passed the Siddur. So they took it as a sin of the Nashamayim, but they didn't, the Nashamayim, they didn't want anybody to be Nishan in there. It's like the Maisa that they have about Dukhanin every day, that the minig in Europe by the Ashkenazim was that they didn't Dukhan every day. And then also, at the same, about the same time, the Dukhan was going to Dukhan in North Nadla. The Rebbe of Chassam Sofer in Frankfurt, they both wanted to introduce Dukhanin every day of the year. And in each case, in one case it was at least, both cases it was a choir, in one case it was a church. And Hashemayim, they took it as a sin of the Nishan, they'll mark it, but they didn't want them to be Nishan in the name. You don't know why. So, wearing the Abba Kanfos basically is the Minas Chati, you
think? No,
wearing the Abba Kanfos. Yes, to wear an Abba Kanfos in order to be obligated to
Minas Chati. Yeah, it's very Minas Chati.
Minas Chati.
That is the one reason in the Shukra Chod, all the other Minas Chati, called the Kufa, Ramaka.
No, it is mentioned. Shulchan Aruch recommends that everyone should wear
Chatzimah's
Gaza.
Yeah.
Why
does
Joseph feel coerced
to bring Amish Mor? If he made the question, there's a lower question. Yeah, there's no Yeshlaimer. There's two opinions. First, they say, why change? And then they say, Yeshlaimer. Not that it changed, because there's always an ongoing dispute, and even on the days of the Gemara, they follow one opinion, it's not as that the meaning is like the other opinion. The meaning changed.
And
the person is perspiring, so people are not, but I don't think that the Yikra, I don't think that the Yikra. Here, the Taisus HaRash, the Mishanikot, the Rajah, says about they quote a long discussion over here. If the Gemara says, Medina the Gemara says that you have to put on tzitzis, on the Tachlisim. If you don't put on tzitzis, it's like a rush. So why does the Gemara say in Lida that you're permitted to bury a mace with shatnas on? Can you call the rush God in Lida? You bury the mace with shatnas on. Isn't that like burying the mace with that tzitzis? I come to bury the mace with shatnas, it's not like a rush. To bury the mace with that tzitzis, that's a like a rush. So the Rishani makes this kash. So the Rashbam, in the Tesh HaRosh, he quotes an Arichat, the other Rishon quotes. There was a Machlokes of Tam and Rashbam of brothers. So I think the Rashbam gave a teret that Shatnas is no problem. Shatnas is a problem, it's not a like the Rosh. But very amazing Shatnas, because the Gemara says in the first teret in Yevamos around that day, that one is only a violation of Shatnas if he does Ludisha Shiesh for Hano, or Halo Shiesh for Hano. Let's say a person is trying on a suit to see if it's filled. He knows that it has shatnas. It's not has shatnas. It's Makala. But just trying it on to side, and then he's going to take it to the shatnas and then to remove the shatnas. So the Shulchan Aruch says that that's Musa. We discussed, the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam holds that that's only the Gabi Ha'aloh, to put something, to use a blanket, let's say, to put something on your body, not the Derech Levisha. But if you do Levisha, Mamish, you put your arms in, the sleeves, and so on, but the Rambam passes, the Rambam's opinion is that that's forbidden, that's an Issa Klayim, even though it's Ego Ha'aloh. And the Mechavah quotes the two sheikhs. No, the other Shamhal, not like the Rambam, but this cool, this happened. That if it's Embo Hanoya, that there's no violation of Shatnas, not only regarding Ha'aloh, it's even regarding Levisha. There are two prohibitions. There are two Tzuk in the Chodesh. One part says, Slime Shatnas, Lo Ya'aloh Lecha, and one part says, Silva Silva Shatnas, Sen Levishna. So what Silva Shatnas means? I put on pants, a jacket, I'm wearing the Shatnas. Another kind is, let's say I have a garbage bag that's made of Shatnas. I have a pack, a satchel, the Hobo walks in the street with a cloth bag with all of his belongings in, and he has it on his shoulder, leaning on his shoulder. Someone is carrying dresses in the street from one store to the other, and he carries on the shoulder. So he can't call out Levishi, he's not wearing the dresses, but it's Ha'aloh. He has the garbage bag or he has the dresses on his shoulder. So that's Ha'aloh. So Ha'aloh, that doesn't have any Hanoh, he doesn't get Hanoh Ha'guf out of that. He could protect him from the rain, from the sun, from the heat, from the cold. Then it's an Easter, let's say you have a blanket. So the blanket is not the Levishi, you have to check, when you go to a hotel, you have to not only check the kashrus, you have to check that the blankets are not shatnas, you have to check that the sheets are not shatnas, the kosher and silver. That the sheets are not shatnas and that the blankets are not shatnas. The Levishi left that the blanket is shatnas, you're not wearing it, it's not Levishi. The answer is Allah. Allah is also forbidden, not only Levishi, also Allah is also. So that with respect to Allah, Sha'ego Allah, that's the famous in Igmar, that's Muslim. There's no Easter Ha'aloh HaShatus unless it's Ha'aloh from. But that Levishi, that's a Machlois. So the Rishonim over here, the Rashbam, they're on the Nitzam, all of them not like the Rambam. Whenever there's no Ha'aloh, then there's no Easter HaShatus. There's no Easter Levishi either. So the Rashbam says, when you dress up the maize with Shatus, Dikit, Tachlichim, there's absolutely no violation whatsoever, because Kayotze Bazeb Chai, by a living person, if he tries on a suit and he doesn't get any Ha'aloh, he has to go more. So the mason's not getting any Ha'aloh, he doesn't keep warm, he doesn't keep cold, he's just as warm or cold as he was with or without the coat, nothing changes. So since there's no Ha'aloh, there's absolutely no problem whatsoever. So the Rabbein and Tam Tain is against the Rashbam, and what is by tzitzis? So why is it a loyd the less by tzitzis? The only chayv in tzitzis is it's a levisha. Clay cooks are not chayv in tzitzis, only when you do a levisha. So if it's not called a levisha for Shabbos purposes, it's not called a levisha for tzitzis either. So the Rashbam apparently holds not so. Either Tzitzis doesn't have it, we don't have it, and neither they have it. Masechus neither does some of the Halakhah they have it. And Tzitzis are Rosh and the Rashbam calls out that. This Masechus is the Rashbam that I've been to. The Rabbeinu Tam, Tainus, if the Rashbam is right, that the reason why there's no problem by Shabbos is because it's levisha shein bo hanoe, and that doesn't count, it's not called levisha. So if it's not called levisha for Shabbos, it's not called levisha for Tzitzis either. Apparently the Rashbam holds not so. That's the Mori in the first parak in the Rambam, okay, where it says that you have to have Dafke Ha'aloh, Sheikha Ha'aloh, that says Ha'aloh Kovin and Hilchas Klai. It's not a din of Hilchas Levishi and Kolot Harakula. And Rabbeinu Tam argues with me, holds not that that's a din of Levishi and Kolot Harakula. Let's tell the Marshal, a person wears, I have to think, a person wears a big fur coat in the middle of the winter, and then he wears on top of the fur coat, he wears an abricanter. It absolutely doesn't add a Marshal of what. Let's say a person wears 20 abricanters. But once he wears 19 avocampers, he's already pretty warm. I don't know, does the 20th avocampers add anything to the body? It's hard to tell. So if you have such a hint, a person is wearing, let's say, a warm fur coat, and on top of the fur coat, let's say he puts on a pellet. So he's wearing it, it's chilly, the steam is not on. So he's davening, he's davening shakas with the fur coat on, and he puts the talus on also. Can you say a brach on that talus? Is that called, that's not called the Levishi Sheyesh Ma'amor, it absolutely doesn't add anything to the warmth of the body. The fur coat keeps him so warm, this little thin towel, you want to put it on the Shein Mitzvah, just for the sake of fulfilling the Mitzvah.
That's why it's 100 degrees
in the So he doesn't get, absolutely, he doesn't get Ma'amor, it's very annoying, but it affects the body. It does have an effect on the body, in the sense that he feels warmer. He's unhappy about the warmth, but that's called Levishi Sheyesh Ma'amor. I don't think it means that he has pleasure from it. Does it affect the body? Does it affect the body? It does affect the body. But this is a machlokes about the Tam and Rashbam, whether that's Kalal and the Gemara and Yivam and Zafei, that for Kalayim, for Shabbos purposes, and you have to have Levishi Sheyesh Ma'amor, is that only a din of Hilchos Kalayim? That's how the Rashbam holds. Oh, no, it's a din of Levishi, it's a din of Begin, it's all across the Kalat HaKub, that's how the Rabbeinu Tam holds. And it's like Rabbeinu Tam, that it's a din of Kalat HaKub, so what's the chilek between Tzitzis and Shatnas? How come you're permitted to dress up the maize with Shatnas, and you're forbidden to dress up the maize without Tzitzis? This is Lagi Rosh, this is not Lagi Rosh. So the Rishonim don't quote what the Rabbeinu Tam means. So in that, Kashi, on this Tema, the Rashbam gave his answer, the Rabbeinu Tam Shmuel got his answer, he didn't give his answer. So in that, the Marami Prag has an answer. And the Guraya and Chumash and the Meshechach and Rabbeinu Tzimcha was Mechadish the same answer on his own, independently. He doesn't quote that Maharal Mitzvah. They both said the same chilek to distinguish between a Mitzvah Sesa and a Mitzvah Sesa. They said, what happens? Meitim Machoshim, Meitim Machoshim Mikolamit. So if the Pasim Mikolamit, does it make any sense to do a Mitzvah voluntarily, the Paratayim Mitzvah of the Yaisim? What do you do if a person is possible on this, but he wants to volunteer? So there is a concept sometimes. Yeah, the person is the ruler, the women, the Ben Shetting, the women, the Kiev, here. There is such a thing for him to be. Does it make sense to be Ein and the Tuna and the Eitzel? And a Mitzvah's Leishet? And a Mitzvah's Leishet? That's what the Maharal Mikra discusses. And,
what about Tuna? A woman doesn't pay. Does she have any Mitzvah?
No, that doesn't make any sense, because the woman's pay is not for pay.
Yeah.
Let's say Kodi Matan Tera, that's the Maharal Mikra discusses. The Ovis, when the time called her Kula, before it was given, so the Rishon is, the Ramban has to, how did Yankov Avinu marry? He looks at the Zrach of Alaya, so everybody gives a different answer. So Maharal Mikra holds that it's real Kasha, he holds Kusha Mei Kar Alaya, so he says they only volunteer the Mitzvah. He says the volunteer the Mitzvah says it doesn't make any sense. If it's Mutter, it's Mutter, what's wrong with imitation, pig? What's wrong with imitation, ship? You give the Hashem some kind of history, you remember the famous Hashem? And you said, this is funny. But if it's kosher, it's kosher. What's wrong if you want to volunteer not to violate an aver, which is not an aver. It's not an aver. What are you doing? There's nothing wrong with it. If it's mutter, it's a mitzvah that you're not obligated to do, but if the other seller is obligated, he does it, he gets cars. So if you volunteer it, you'll get cars. You won't get as much cars as he gets, because all of them are in the shade until he gets, but you also get cars. So that makes sense. It is such a thing, the Tiyama Mitzvah, a voluntary Tiyama Mitzvah, but the Maharal Mikra is, it doesn't make sense. There is no such thing as a person volunteering and not to violate a way that he's not moving on. If he's not moving, he's not moving. So there's nothing to it. These kind of, all this Kodimah Tiberia, whatever they observe, whatever the Makai was, the Torah said in the Tzuri Yisrael, he says, it only makes sense to the end of the Tzuri Yisrael, and Mitzvah says, and he says, and that's the answer, according to Rabbeinu Tam, that's the answer between the Kilayim and the Tzuri. He says, Kilayim is up to the Naveir. It's a Mitzvah Machoshim, it's a Mitzvah Lekas, it's a Mitzvah Machoshim, that's something on Mitzvah, a Tatu Yisrael, so let's stick to it that they should volunteer. He says, what volunteer? Neither here nor there, but they will be a climb, they won't be a climb, that's absolutely meaningless. So if you have tachichon harkoan, it has to go with you. You don't go out of your way, like tachichon harkoan. But if you have tachichon harkoan, there's absolutely nothing wrong with using it. But he says, as far as the mitzvah is concerned, sure, it makes makhtot to be called a mitzvah, but there is such an inyan as volunteering a mitzvah. But that's why we should stick with the Nesha volunteer. That's how the Maharal Mikra says with the Nesha Chachma. You don't get any kiyum. You don't get any kiyum. You don't get any kiyum.
Have any problem with
this
reconstituted
the circle? That's how the Rashi and the Gemara in Nidah, and that's how the Chalukah and the Beis, learns that that's what the Gemara says, being permitted to bury the Nathan with Tachrich and Moshkilayim, only if one assumes that Nathan are pure in Amit, and even after the Tachrich and Moshkilayim. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara. The mission to tell us what us is law, and Rashi learns what law is the case I'm making. If the case I'm making, if you assume that the Musa to violate Shabbos, and you can bury them now in Shabbos, because they'll be a seed in the Lahakiyos with the Begabi. And the Rajbo, we discussed the Rajbo, at the end of the first paragraph, disagreed, the Chidushi HaGodis, and the Rajbo disagreed with the Rashi, and he had a whole different show. He said they won't come back to life with the same Begabi that he buried them in. It's not correct. It means the Mitzvah says, often love, 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 that means while he's buried in the grave. He gave all different shots.
We're acting to Elu
as if the mace would have a shaykhus with mitzvahs, but he's just honest, so he can't do it. So if he's honest on the way that there's nothing to volunteer about. And like that, if you're not a violation, it doesn't make sense to volunteer. But on the Mitzvah Sefer, there is such an Indian to volunteer. So even by the Mitzvah, it absolutely makes no sense at all. There's no key in my Mitzvah. Still. I mean, it's forbidden, that's a different thing. I mean, it's forbidden, it's all right. It's a different thing. The Mitzvah is neither Mutz nor Rav, it's nothing. The God is the God. But just as a symbolic act, you want to do it to you and say to Mitzvah. So just to start this Gemara, so the Gemara says they were walking again. Rav Yenison were walking in the cemetery, and Rav Yenison's sisters were schlepping on the floor. The Rav Chia told him, Dalia pick up the tzitzis because it's Loi Marosh, it's not the Kovidik to the Mason. He's showing that they can't do the mitzvah. So Rav Yenison tells him, Omalei, so he says, what do you mean? The Mason feels bad, they know what's happening, they don't know anything. Umi Adi, Kumi Hai, the Mason know what's going on, Vaksiv HaMeis Menim Yodim Yuma, the Pasuk says, no, they don't know. So he says, he got angry at him, Rav Chiya got angry at his friend Rav Yenis, and he says, in Karishka, if you have learned Tanakh, Nikro, Lo Shalisa, you have a Chazir. You Shalisa, Lo Shalakh, if you Chazir, you didn't learn a third time, you should Chazir again, because you don't understand Shat in the Pasuk. And she asked Lo Kishmach, and if you did Chazir many times, you didn't learn by good Rebbe. It means a different thing. And they say, on the Yodin Yumba, we say, Tadikim in Nisotim, Kruim Chayim, and Rishayim de Chayim, Kruim Mason. So what it means is, Hamasim, Einam Yodin Yumba, is in contrast to Tutskuk and Kelly. Hamasim means the Rishayim, the Chayim, Akruim Mason, Einam Yodin Yumba. They don't pay attention to anything. They're not afraid that there's going to come, and they're stuck with the Shoshim, the Rami Yata, Bobby Da, Vera Da, Shemi, Lishni, Meat, also, they can do the Cheshma, they don't care. They don't care that they're going to die and they're going to have to give them a chesed. Any of them, they don't care about anything. The hachayim has to care. Hachayim yodim sheyamusu. Hachayim refers to the tzaddikim who are kind of people that meet us on. The tzaddikim say, hachayim yodim sheyamusu. The chayim, the tzaddikim always keep in mind that they're going to die. And this this consciousness, this awareness, prevents them from sinning. That's what he enters. And he says, but you should say that amazing many of you that deaf people don't, are not aware of what's happening. That's incorrect. And then the Gemara, after a long dissertation, says, if it's yes, if it's no, can you tell one way or the other? But the Gemara says that the body itself of the maid drops away, that the maid does know. Because the Gemara says that he feels. That's how he somehow will assume like that. The things that are in the gear physically to the maid, that he will know. Or the Mabazim, or the Mechabinim, that he knows. But everything else that's going on in the world, that's unclear. Whether the Mason can read the newspapers and hear what's happening, that's not clear. But the Gemara finally says that Rav Yenis also backed out, Rav Yenis was disagreed with Rav Chiya. Ultimately, he backed out and he agreed with Rav Chiya that the Mason do know. So it's not silent anymore, it's unclear. It's unclear what the must come. But the Mason know other things other than what's negated, the silent to do for, other than the fact that their body is decomposing and it's painful to them? Or do they not know other things? That's the shot.
But that's what the...
Yeah, generally assumed not like the Rambam, that even if it's Vadai has Shatan. Even if you know the Vadai didn't have Shatan, it's not called the Lisa, she has no Hano. That's not called Hano, just to try it on to side. So where is it? Where is it? Let's say the evening, that's called the Lisa, she has Hano. Where is it? It's gone. But just to try it on to side, that's not called Hano. He now has the Machlekes and Baba Kamar, has a discussion about the Kamar, because they used to, when they were traveling on the highway, so they had to pay tax according to how much belongings they had in their galishas. Whatever clothing they were wearing, they didn't want to pay taxes for. Or if they have a burden, like they have a family, have 9 children, they don't have to pay taxes for your children, that's his family. But if he has 9 slaves, then he has to pay tax because that's his belongings. So when they would come to the tax collector, so they would say that all the slaves are all my children, so they wouldn't have to pay tax. And they would start putting on all the brothers and take out, they would empty out the valise, and they would start putting on all the sweaters and all the jackets and all the underwear. They would put on to the shaitis, but what if he had in his valise, shatnas? But the place would sell to our daughters. It's on the feed limits, no, there's no problem, he can sell shatnas for good. But the shaitis, now he puts it on in order not to have to pay tax. He's going to lick enough that all of his children, all of his avodim are really his children, and he's going to wear all his brothers. How can he wear the shatnas to the garden? So the more discussion, the more says that the more discussion is it mutter or not. That should be considered Levisha She'ein Bo Hano, that should be mutter, but maybe he will get on that more called the Dov She'ein Miskav. Hashara Dov She'ein Miskav depends on Rav Yudin and Rav Shinnin. But the way we talk to Dov She'ein Miskav is mutter, it's mutter. If they have no right to collect taxes, the government, the legitimate government, have a right to collect taxes, and defrauding the government of the taxes that they're entitled to. But if it's Christian, if it's just the highway robbers who take taxes in for sure, they didn't have no right to, then the more says that you're allowed to cheat on that tax, that's not being mutter. And then Mar just discusses the issue with the shop. In the first Mishnah thinking of this, the Mishnah says that the Ashok Nesam Gadol Omer Shloshim Dvarim, one of them was Asus Yod LaTorah. So the Mishnah points out that this din Asus Yod LaTorah is not only a din on Asorah to the Desi. It's not only a din that the Chachamim and the Rabbanim and every generation should make Chachamim with Yodim. It's a din on every individual person. Let's say according to the rules and regulations that it's here, the Gemara of the Shulchan Aruch, I'm permitted to do a certain act. But in our generation, I think that it's no good. Doesn't say anything in the Shulchan Aruch that you can't wear dungarees and you can't do this. There are a lot of things that it doesn't say. But we know in our generation, if you allow your children to listen to rock music and wear dungarees, they'll line up with the wrong favorite and it'll have a terrible effect on them. Even though the Chacham is never prohibited it. But that's included in the din about two of Lothar. Not only if it's the whole generation like that, you see, in your situation, the whole generation, no one else has this stuff. But because of your specific situation, you work in an office together with Nachrim. or you have to plan observing Jews. And if you'll do this, that, the other thing, which has to go over, you realize that one thing will lead to another, and you will sin. So the Mishnah sins the din, asus yov later, each and every individual person. So this is Sharm point says that how do you know the din, asus yov later, is based on the pasuk, mishmarti, mishmarti, asum mishmarti, mishmarti. That's the Gemara says, nivonet, and that's the pasuk now. But that's pasuk, asum, mishmarti, mishmarti, is not a skibu to the person alone, that's the for the rabbi, and for kibu to every kol yachid v'yachid. Allah says that if there is an hagol, the chachamim in every generation can be koveya. Let's say, I hold that I don't need that hachoke. But if the rabbanim say that it's necessary that everybody needs that hachoke, it's not that they, with the power vested in them as rabbanim, as the chachamim, don't make it koveya. No. They are mishar, they paskin from me ashara, like they paskin harulekum, has put on the mezuzah. They paskin that I should make this hachoke for myself. Sometimes if a person doesn't realize that he's in a predicament, he doesn't realize how close he is to the cliff and he can fall over, but it doesn't have to say, you better not do that, don't write with your left hand because you may forget, write with your right hand. And Shabbos, don't carry the camera, you may forget and carry yourself. Say, I know, I'll never forget. So the Desmond says, no, you will forget. We tell you, you better not do it. So it's not that they made a day or day on. They said that this is included in the Shmart and it's Mishmarti. It's really a deal in the Sulf Hashem says. Really a deal, I'll call you up as the Yachid. And the Ovid, the Rav Nosson, has an Arifid. And that Rav Nosson has everything, and Tirti Yomt has everything by Arifid. So on that Mishnah, Sulf Yom Lafer, in the very beginning of Tirti Yomt, has an Arifid. Where do you find, call the Tikka Abon Kenyar, to look at a common find a pattern as to what's considered a Tiyot Lafer. How do you know how far to go? Let's say, you tell a person, don't go so close to the edge, you'll fall over the cliff. So you shouldn't come within a mile. You shouldn't come within a mile of the edge. You may fall over the cliff. Let's say you're standing on the train station. So you tell the children, don't stand near the edge, you'll fall over. So where do they have to stand? Mama's in the middle. How far away do they have to stand? Mama's by the wall. They can't stand. So there has to be some, Gazani Tamar, there has to be some shear. So that's the Dabbat Shiyam Nasan is, Eizu Shiyam 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 that you can learn from the Kurdish what's a shiyog and what's too much of a shiyog. How close is too close to the edge that can I let it go, and how far is so far away that you don't have to be mistrafing over there. The Rabbi Shalom Nassim uses the mashah for this six cedra, and it says the Nazir is not permitted to drink wine, and the Nazir, the Torah doesn't want to drink wine, doesn't want to be in the time of Mason to take a haircut. What's wrong with the eating grapes? The Rabbi Shalom Nassim says that the prohibition against eating grapes is to shiyog their rights, not to serve the Rabbi. Well, if the Baruch Hu is going to drink wine, and therefore he shouldn't eat grapes, so let's prohibit him from eating any fruits and vegetables and anything that grows over the Karka. And if he says, God, that's too much, that's a great observer, you don't need so much. If you just prohibit grapes, you don't have to prohibit any fruits that you ever make any juices from. Peaches and apples and everything. So you look, if you prohibit grapes, that's enough of a siyah. Or the Rambam writes, that if a boy shech to behemi, you're not permitted to eat it, the Mishnah says, no, come on, shech to tzachim in the neighbor. So the Rambam says, based on a pasuk in Mishpatim, that the kol ha-chav yechalta mizikra, it says that the boy is going to shech l'abay yizara, so he'll invite you to eat from his carbon, so you're not permitted to eat from his carbon. But even if the boy is not a krumah boy, doesn't shech the shame over yizara, still it's prohibited because of the ha-chav from abay yizara. Then the Rambam writes, the get a god will give you the dovers there, and they, he writes in the plural, and they introduce, sounds like the rabbi, the Gerber will give you the sounds like the rabbi, they introduce the Harkoke, that even if it's a Truma Goy, Azach in the bread, yes, I show. Azach Truma Goy, that he was Makabal upon himself, not to worship of his order, but what Shach to say, that maybe Shach, Zer, Otu, Shach, and Rabbi Nizar. He promised, he swore, he's never going to worship of his order, doesn't worship of his order. Ram says, doesn't matter, the Gerber gives God to his order, even a Gerber Tashu Shach falls in Ogur. So this is Makhloikis in the other day, it's in the day, that the Gerber Tashu Shach, whether the Rama means to say that it's an Isa Derais and Isa Derabonah. The Rav Soloveitchik, when he learned the other day, used to say over, the Rav Chaim's work of Shat and the Rambam was that it's an Issa Deraisa, just like the Rav Shem Lassim said. Hey, you sell Shat, 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 the Dvorea, the Rav Shem Lassim is soft Yog and Deraisa. As others also said that Isha Lidha is of the Tash, Tash, Shamitra. But Yachol, the personal things, Achap Kenov, Anash Kenov, Kapusen, Halahad, the Nidha, Halkif, the Nidha, everything but, the might have air itself, come on, we should be smart to what's sick of all about us. The two of us is us, so the simple eating and all this stuff, like the Ramah Shifter. That's how the Chavis Hashem is showing up, the two of us is in each of their answer. The Ramban, if you agree with the Ramah and space on this world, the two of us is going to Ramah. But the Shulchan Aruch, at the end, it's time for the Chavis, it's passing on the Ramah. And all the time, nothing is the finish like the Ramah. Then it's in each of their answer, it's considered a Tiyog, Shavos is a Tiyog of the Barat. We usually think of Tiyog in this world, it's in the Ramah. But it's not so, you think of all the time, nothing, you have Tiyog in the right. That's how Chaim thought that when the Rambam writes that Gera God will keep the Dabbas there, that it's a slug, and even if you're attached to Shishokha, it's also forbidden, he thought that it doesn't mean necessarily that the rabbis introduced with the Rabbanon as here. But that too is a siyog deraita. That's part of the use of deraita to call a chavei chazim zikra. We should keep in mind that these siyogim are not only what the chachamim prohibited to call Yisrael, whatever it says in the Gemara in the Shulchan Aruch. Like the Mechilas Hashem says, any person who's in a situation where he thinks that there may be a chashash, just like there's a dinner when they saw some dominant and they said that people are made from the living. You're not allowed to have a roof without a matzah, because someone may fall off and get hurt, they get killed, the chalina. But just like one is forbidden to put himself at the cause of other people to enter into a situation of the topic Sakana in Gashmias, the person has to be careful not to allow himself to enter into, or someone else to enter into a situation where there's a Sakana to Zuchlis. And even if the Chacham is ever prohibited, it's up to him to make his own cure. That's what the Mishnah means. The Mishnah is, that's one of the men chazvan shatan mitzvah. One of them is, she'ot the siyog mitzvah. And the person is formed up to me. Not only does he observe the siyogim that are right for Kol Yisrael. Every person has to make siyogim for himself. And if the person doesn't make his own siyogim, he won't be matzvah in learning. That's one of the 48 conditions that he has to learn. That's the first thing. As Adir HaShemayim. And the next thing has to have has to learn by a Rebbe. Has to have a lot of different 48 miles outside. And one of them is that he has to oise the siyogim with Borov. Try the siyogim. Every person has to have his own kabbalah, his own siyogim for his own tradition. As
I said, I've been used as an old man who made a certain rule and he said that for the Fedri says, too, they have to know where, what, when to make it.
Yes, he didn't tell us why that it was.
He has to take it.
Yeah. He might just tell him, I can tell him, he might bring the marshal from other
people.